stripes when they reach the ball. It's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fifth inning we go. Spencer Wright continuing to work. First pitch inside, fastball, four strike. Speaking of pitching, Spencer Wright, man, boy, howdy, is he having himself a day. 0-1 pitch swung on, ground up along the third baseline. That's a fair ball into the corner. Palmer on his way for second, and he will beat any throw that comes to him. And so as we were talking about the high strikeout rate, Henry Palmer says, shush up, Mr. Hansen, and drives one up along the third base side in the corner. And so that's
two.
Yeah, that's three.
Three hits and a walk, right?
Yeah, that's three hits allowed by Rife. And so now here's Wyatt Wynalski. Wynalski showing bunt, takes down for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So you got the three hits, but you also have, yep, nine strikeouts. Rife, he'll wind and fire. Fastball taken high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes the count. And now being tested with runners in scoring position is Rife. Right, delivers, bunt up along the first base side. Here is Aguayo, gets it to first. Nice play there by Fragoso, covering first base. And
I need beer!
Again, just one of those baseball plays that you see so often where the first baseman has to charge on the bunt. That means the second baseman covers for first, and the Colt 45s executed it well. And so with one out in the top of the fifth, Bob Anderson gonna go and chat with Rife, and I don't think he's close to being knocked out of the game. It's more about the strategy of what the Colt 45s are gonna do with a man at third and trying to eliminate that run altogether. So, you know, Tyler, you're going to be coaching your daughter and possibly a couple of future players to be named later, possibly. So you're the manager here with a runner at third and one out. What are you going with? What are you telling your pitcher? What are you telling your infield?
Well, what I'm telling my infield is probably you're going to probably play in on third base, try to prevent that run from coming in. And you're going to tell Rife just to try to stay low in the zone. So if he does induce a ground ball, maybe he can get the runner at home before going to first.
Well, here's the pitch to Hegg. That's in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. Rife trying to go for the season high in strikeout, set by Dylan Cabral with 10. Rife, he'll set the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. That's a fair ball. The throw to first, bounce, and in time for out number two. In the score is Palmer, and it's 3-1 in favor of the Colt 45s. So Sacramento NBO able to manufacture a run.
Almost what I said.
So now, here's the pitch to Griffith, who swings and rolls one up along the third base side and fouls. So on one hand, the Colt 45s give up a run, but on the other hand, too, they do so in a way that is really minimizes the damage getting the two ground outs. 1-1 pitch, sweeping slider swung on and missed for strike two. Right on the outside corner to Griffiths. No balls and two strikes to count. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Slider in the dirt for strike three. Aguayo throws the first for the third out, and that ends the inning. And Reif has tied the season high with 10 strikeouts in 5 innings of work. A solid performance by the man out of Richmond, Virginia, getting the job done. But Sacramento New Baseball Order is able to get a run back on a double and then a pair of ground outs to rotate Henry Palmer from second to home. One run on one hit, and we're halfway home of this one. We go to the bottom of the fifth. The Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 3-1 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, well, bottom of the fifth inning, and we are here with our fifth inning guest, and I am pleased to be joined by Enterprise ace starting pitcher and possibly even future either tight end or right tackle this year, Levi Ross. So, Levi, how's it going today?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Man, I mean, it was pretty fun to watch you pitch this year, young man. I mean, how was it, you know, being the ace as a sophomore? And here's Fragoso, meanwhile, he drives one high and deep into left center. Back it goes, turning his shoulder, making the catch. In center is Wynalski. Oh, what a play by Wynalski. That was a tough read out there. Levi, you could have done that, though.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
100%. So how did you get yourself into baseball, and how did you end up becoming 6'2"? What's the secret to becoming tall?
Eat a lot of steak and potatoes.
For sure. Now, you really came on, you know, after your freshman year, you played, you know, JV, got a late call to varsity, but what was the key this year, you think, to your success, you know, leading your team with strikeouts as Kasmian Flies went into left field?
Just getting strong and working hard at the position and working hard at pitching and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's about to be a quick interview as we already have two outs as Kasmian Flies to center. So, real quickly, Tyler, you got a question for your fellow pitcher. Go ahead and ask him.
Yeah, you know, I obviously haven't seen you pitch, so I'm wondering what a kid like you throws at junior year in high school. Do you got some junk, or are you just throwing a fastball and a changeup, or what are you working with?
Well, I got three pitches. I throw a fourth one pretty well, but I throw a fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider pretty well.
All right.
Yeah. What kind of fastball? Are you a four-seamer or are you a two-seam guy?
Four-seam.
Nice. What do you think it's going to take this year? I mean, obviously, Enterprise hasn't won a section title in baseball since 1992. You have Kiko. You have Pleasant Valley. You have Foothill, who, you know, for the better part of has been, you know, probably the toughest team in your division outside of those two. But I hear that good things are coming from the Hornets.
Yeah, just don't worry about which team we're playing. Just play ball and play it well and just play as a team. We're trying to build that team chemistry. We're trying to build that team program back.
Awesome. Well, glad you could join us here. Thank you so much, Levi. Appreciate you as always, big dog, and I'm going to see you out there during football.
I'm actually not playing football this season.
Oh, you're keeping it about baseball this year.
Yeah, keeping it about baseball.
That's great. Hey, great to see you, bud.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right, well, that was Levi Ross. The Colt 45s go down in order. No runs, no hits, and at the end of five innings, the Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 3-1 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, top of the sixth inning we go, and it'll be Duncan Hansen to lead things off, and he'll be followed by Javier Avilos and then Jack Williamson.
Pitcher number 15, Keith Shelton.
Or excuse me, Keith
Shelton.
I'm just going to go with what we have on the scorecards. It's Duncan Hansen. So Hansen to lead things off. Here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for strike one. It is Keith. What? Oh, boy. Here's the 0-1 pitch delivered away. Yeah, honestly, what the heck with it? Here's Reif. Reif will wind and fire the 1-1 pitch. Curveball drops on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Reif with 10 strikeouts going for the season high. The 1-2 pitch. Whoa, that was shillelagh cricket style for ball two. Man, in the dirt, almost like he bowled it. Here's Reif, the 2-2 pitch, changeup, swung on and missed for strike three and down.
Come on down to the gate.
And down goes Keith Shelton. So, yep, that was Keith Shelton for out number one, and that is 11 strikeouts for Spencer Reif, who just continues to have a solid second half to the season. Fastball taken at the hip for strike one. And he is far from done. Right, whips and fires the 0-1 pitch. Curveball, that's dropped on the outside corner. I mean, the glove doesn't even have to move at this point for Aguayo. Reif is locked in. The 0-2 pitch. Change up. Did he go? No swing. So one ball, two strikes. Ethan Hansen joined alongside Tyler Chapman. 1-2. Ooh, that was a fastball. Looked like it hit his mark just a bit outside, though. right? The 2-2 pitch, curveball, strike three called. Oh, boy, man. Rife is in the zone right now. He has allowed three hits and two walks, but when he is on his command, he has been tough to stop. 12 strikeouts.
You know, the only game I ever watched that something record was set was Randy Johnson throwing 20 strikeouts, and I'm still amazed.
I mean, 12 is a ton, man.
It's a lot, and I'm saying he's got plenty of time left.
Yeah. And the way that he is going to, he's going at a very quick rate. Rife winds and fires the 0-1 pitch, fastball missing away. And so Rife, in rhythm, Sacramento NBO trying to throw him out of it. 1-1 pitch, curveball, that's a little low for ball two, just below the knees on the outside corner. Rife mixing his pitches, the 2-1. Comes back straight, fastball there. Blows it by Williams. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Colt 45's lead 3-1. Here's Rife. The 2-2 hit, slider, ooh, just a little high for ball three. A little bit of a late reaction, but it's not about where the ball ends up in the glove. It's where it crosses the plate, just a little high. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Curveball, strike three called. 13 strikeouts for Spencer Rife, who is throwing an absolute gem through six innings. No runs, no hits. The boy out of Richmond, Virginia, is dealing with a hot hand right now. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s lead Sacramento, new baseball order, 3-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
See that big tall blue iguana?
Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Yeah, I got you. Bottom of the sixth inning, and here's Kyle Norton, takes an outside fastball for a strike. So Heck, hanging in there, hasn't gotten a ton of offensive support. 0-1 pitch, swung, that ball is hit hard and deep into right field. Back it goes to the wall, and it is off the wall. Into second goes Norton. Norton steaming in to third. At least we know where the ball is. And it is a leadoff triple for Kyle Norton. Oh, yeah. Gotta love beating the PA guy to the actual play. Oh, boy. Yeah, Kyle Norton with an 0-1 pitch drives it off of the right center wall.
Now, man. Shortstop, number one.
And so here is Cooper Thacker. The pitch. Taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Fastball taken a little above the belt buckle for ball two to Thacker, who will be attending UC San Diego in the fall. And again, San Diego has been the launching pad of so many careers in the North State, it just seems. I mean, talking about Jay Johnson and, of course, who we've talked about as well with Easton Waterman, the head coach of the Macon Bacon, both of them getting their starts in San Diego. 3-0 pitches in the dirt, squirts by the catcher under his legs, and in to score is Kyle Norton on the wild pitch walk, and the Colt 45s now lead 4-1. And so now here is Hunter Reed, and now going out to talk . So it looks like this could do it for Heck. So Heck trying to go as far as he can. Just one run of support, though, given up. And again, you take away the home run by Mason Johnson. It's been the run on the wild pitch, the ground out after the single, and then the error that led to the Giacomo Crosetti run batted in with two outs. So, again for Heck, trailing 4-1, but again, in perspective, it's been a quality start.
No, absolutely. If you go past five, you're giving your team a chance to win.
And a throw over to first. Yeah, no, it's just, I mean, it's so tough as a pitcher because there's so many metrics for pitchers. You have the wins, the losses, you have earned runs. But I think the most underrated part is, you know, how much support are you getting in these games? Pitches swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count.
When I was a little younger, Jacob DeGrom won the Cy Young, and I was like, hey, he only had four wins. How come he won the Cy Young? I didn't realize that he just wasn't getting any run support from the Mets that year.
And the Mets are just, man. I mean, you want to talk about, as the 0-1 pitch, that ball is swung on, hit hard into center field. Four base hit. Thacker hustling hard from second to third. Slides on the inside part of the bag. He's safe. Reed rotates to second on the throw to third. Excellent base running for the Colt 45s. Man, talk about one of those finer details that the elite ball players really understand. And that's knowing which corner of the bag to slide. He was running third and, you know, maybe had a chance to go to that outside corner or just slide down the middle of the bag, but he saw that the throw was coming in from second. So what he did was he angled his body and then slid toward the inside corner of the bag coming towards the press box.
Gotta love it.
Chitch is taking on the outside corner for a striking for Hunter Reed again as well. Just continuing to find ways to make hard contact.
How'd Thacker get on base?
He got on via the walk. Here's the 0-1 pitch that swung on and missed for strike two. Yeah, so Thacker walked on four pitches, and then Reed came up, doubled a couple of moments ago, and now to Thomas, the 0-2 pitch, that swung on and fouled away. No balls and two strikes to count. Bottom of the sixth, Colt 45's ahead, 4-1. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is popped high, a mile line to the infield. Under it is the second baseman, Esparza, makes the catch, and there's one away. So after a hot first couple of days for Trey Thomas, cooling off just a bit now, 0-3. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who is 1-2 with a single and run batted in. Here's the pitch. Fastball away inside for ball one. Having to turn his shoulder a little bit near the head of Crosetti, one ball and no strikes, that would not be a fun chase. Here's the 1-0, delivered on the outside corner, and head continuing to pump his fastball. And you got to give him credit, man. He is not let off the gas as far as his aggressiveness and assertiveness towards the Culver Revis hitters. 1-1, swung on, grounded to third, and Thacker is caught into a pickle. Sacramento NBO, here is Thacker. He'll slide safely into third, and now Reed is going to get himself into a rundown. Reed is the tall man. We have a pile up along third base, and Reed is going to be called out, and a little bit of a cheeky shove there at the end to try to get Thacker off the base. That was, definitely saw that. They definitely got Reed, and then for good measure, while trying to apply the park tag, not going to call it a shove necessarily, but definitely call it a very hard nudge. So after that little bit of a mix-up, Reed is out. Colt 45 still with Thacker at third, and here's Mason Johnson. There is Johnson. He swings and hits that ball high and deep into center field. Back it goes to the warning track. What a route taken by Wyatt Winalski to make the catch at the warning track grass for the third out. Oh, man, that is a tough play. And Johnson really seeing the ball well today. Hit that ball into the deepest part of the yard. And Winalski able to turn his shoulder like a wide receiver, able to locate and make the catch for the third out. But the Colt 45s add another run on a wild pitch that scores Kyle Norton, who had himself a leadoff triple. One run on two hits. A man left, and we're through six innings here. The Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-1 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. And all that winning is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place. And they say...
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
First pitch swung on by Andrew Wasilchuk. He lines one into left field, and that will drop for a base. A good effort in left by Mason Cassingham to try to make the catch, but instead drops in front of him. And so a first pitch single. Now here is Esparza for Spencer Wright, who has 13 strikeouts. That pitch is taken in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. That blows the old season high out of the water set by Dylan Cabral against Rose City Baseball. 1-0 Kitch, that's in the dirt for ball two. Scooped up, kept in front by Aguayo. And so, poor Ryan trying to go at least seven here. 2-0 Kitch, swung on, that ball is lined hard into right center. And that'll drop for a base hit. And so, for Wright, might be showing some signs of fatigue. Definitely not relying as much on that slider air or curve or change that we've seen from him. And so if you are...
27, Alpha, Henry Palmer.
So Coach Bob Anderson right now, it looks like he's going to come out and this might do it for Spencer, so we'll see here. We have... Yeah, so we have 30. Yeah, so we have Dustin Niles getting warmed up, so he is a player who will be joining Hunter Reed at Texas A&M, Texarkana. And so for Rife, I know that he'll probably be feeding his case to keep himself in the game. Bob's still talking with him. Got thrown out of the game last night in the top of the fourth inning, arguing about a balk call. Didn't really affect the game as much.
In fact, they came back after that.
What?
I said, in fact, they came back after that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can... I don't think there's any suspensions for getting thrown out of games at this level.
No, I don't think so.
Pitch is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. I'll tell you a story, and again, you might roll your eyes at this, but remember, this is the one thing that my biological father did. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That is bunted foul. So it was 2003, and it was John Stockton's last year, and he was a big John Stockton fan and loved the Utah Jazz. You know, we were Lakers fans, so we ended up getting seats by the visitors tunnel for the Jazz at what was called Staples Center. Again, feeling old. Now it's called the Crypto Arena.
Right. Not the Forum, right?
No. They came to that. This was, there was the Forum, and then there was Staples Center, and Staples Center got turned into Crypto Arena. Although with the value of crypto right now, hopefully you can go back to calling it Staples Center, like the old name.
Right.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball away for ball two, but to like finish up the story, go there and 2 minutes into the game. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Jerry Sloan, the coach, 2-1 pitches swung on and fouled back at the plate. So Sloan ends up getting thrown out of the game in the first 3 minutes, and Kobe and Shaq did their business and ended up getting the W. But just as far as, like, memorable ejections, I always remember Jerry Sloan just storming off on the refs and then just calling it a night.
I love John Stockton still. He's my favorite basketball player ever.
Oh, man, and those old Jazz jerseys, I actually have one, too. That's
fresh. They're fresh,
for Donovan Mitchell. Even though Mitchell's on the Cavs, they still got that. I like that look with the mountain in the background.
Oh, you
got
to love it, yeah.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Chain curveball in the dirt for ball four. Bases are loaded, and I think that might do it for Rife. Or are they going to let him go any farther? Haven't seen Bob Anderson come out yet. Meanwhile, I think we're going to have a substitution. Maybe not. Why not else be coming out yet? And now here comes Bob, and Bob is going to take the ball away from Spencer Rife. So Rife goes 6 innings and goes a 13 high and throws a season high 13 strikeouts. And so Rife leaves the game, and now we'll see how the young man from Foothill High School can do. So, coming into the game is Dustin Niles. So Niles, a hard-throwing right-hander from Foothill, attended Folsom Lake College. And so he will try to pick up the base runners in the inning We're right here in the top of the seventh. The Colt 45s lead 4-1 here on 96.5 FM. KCNR, bases loaded. The tying run is at first. The go-ahead run is to the plate. And Niles being asked to close it down here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
So here comes the kid born and raised in Palisadro, California, Dustin Niles, being asked to take the ball from Spencer Rife, who goes a full six innings, finishes with 13 strikeouts. However, he gave up a single and then two walks, and Niles inherits a bases-loaded scenario. Here's the pitch, fastball. Taken above the waist for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The count to Wynalski, who's played a very solid center field today. Here's the 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back. And as the sun is starting to set, you have the mixture of shadows and sunshine mixing in. So we'll see how that plays a factor, whether or not it makes maybe seeing the ball in the outfield difficult. Here's Niles. He'll set the 1-1 pitch. Curveball swung on and fouled back. One ball and two strikes. Here's Niles, the 1-2 pitch, straight fastball, swung on a miss, or taken, the throw to third, in time! Aguayo with the back kick, fading too far off third, is Wassel Chuck in, there's one away, wow.
Boy, Aguayo's just gunning him out.
Oh, go ahead.
I said, boy, Aguayo's just gunning him out this weekend, it's like five of them.
He is. I mean, he has just been that. I think we got to get Aguayo as a player of the game as well, man.
You know what?
His work defensively has been impeccable.
I think so. You remember Benito Santiago?
Oh, Benito Santiago, yes.
Yeah, that's what he's reminding me of back there. I'm going to put him down. We'll get him in there with Rife and somebody else, maybe.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, taken high for ball four. And so, boy, that kickoff by Aguayo really becomes magnified now, because if that walk had happened without the gun down over a third, a run scores. So Aguayo, the soon-to-be freshman in college at San Bernardino, putting together a nice highlight reel for himself. And now the pitch to Ian Heck. That's taken just inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Heck, who's still in the game, probably going to go play some outfield or first base, takes on the outside corner for strike one. One and one. Niles trying to deliver. Niles just signed his intent to It's Texas A&M, Texarkana. The 1-1 pitch curveball swung on, and that ball is lifted high and deep into left. Going back is Cassingham, and that'll smack off the left field wall. One run comes in, and oh boy, we have ourselves a rundown. The NBO Sacramento didn't know where the ball was. Are they going to be able to pick him out? One out is going to be recorded. Oh boy, what a fiasco and blunder that was for Sacramento NBO, who should have scored two runs at the minimum, and instead are only going to get one out, or only going to get one. Oh boy, Ramon Esparza just misread the ball. And so instead of it being a 4-3 deficit for Sacramento NBO, for Dustin Niles, who gives up a walk and a double and somehow ends up, despite the bases loaded, just giving up one run.
Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, we were talking about earlier this year, base running errors and fielding errors are the thing that kills you at this level.
Here's the pitch taking, yep, absolutely, up and away for ball one. So for heck, boy, that's got to be the most bittersweet RBI single of his career. Here's the 1-0. Slider swung on and rolled softly to third. Up with it is Johnson. Johnson, the throw to first, beats Brad Griffiths by a step and the Colt 40 visor out of the inning. So despite a double, three walks, the Colt 45s somehow leave the top of the seventh with just one run allowed, as we're going to have God Bless America saying by Sahara. So I guess Rick to say he wants us to sing along. So here, I'll let you take it away, Tyler.
Let's do it. Let's both do it.
You got it, dude.
All right.
Yeah, we need a celebrity.
Bless America. Oh, come on. Can't hear it.
And that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with home. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
All right. Hey, bud, that was pretty good, man.
We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Get that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
Satchel Paige's mellow, so is Campanella. New Commando
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard
the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauchs Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, it's time to go around the MLB with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Tyler. What's going on in the MLB?
Earlier today, we had the Giants over the Pirates, 8-4. The White Sox over the Braves, 8-1. Orioles over the Marlins, 5-4. Phillies over the Padres, 7-6. The Blue Jays down the Diamondbacks, 7-5. We got 4-3 for the Brewers over the Reds, 8-4 for the Royals over the Rays, 8-4 again for the Cardinals over the Nationals, 11-5 for the Red Sox over the Cubs, 6-5 for the Rangers over the Guardians, Rockies 8-7 over the Yankees, the Twins 5-4 over the Athletics, 2-0 for the Mariners over the Tigers, Ethan's Dodgers fall to the Mets 2-1, and in Anaheim, the Astros beat the Angels 9-8. Back to you, bud.
Thanks, Tyler. Yeah, no, hey, the Dodgers took 2 out of 3 from New York, so that's a good weekend.
You know, and we did displace those Diamondbacks because the NL West right now, we have the Giants and the Dodgers at the top two spots, the way it ought to be.
See, I feel bad, though, because we still got to be pulling for the Diamondbacks because of Drew Hedman. Drew Hedman, for those of you wondering, is a 2004 Shasta grad who is the assistant hitting coach and director of minor league hitting for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he travels with the team time to time. I actually had the honor and privilege of going down and writing a story about him, and you know, hopefully in September when things are getting hot, maybe all three teams can will be in the playoffs.
You know, that ballpark right there in Arizona, that looks like is an amazing place to go watch a ball game with the swimming pool out there.
Once you get swung on, grounded to second, up with it, the throw to first in time, and so Fragoso is retired, one away. Yeah, no, it's that's one of those places where I've been wanting to just get to, but I just, you know, don't have time in the spring, and then in the summer it's just so stinking hot.
Right.
I mean, you know, but I've heard though that it's well air conditioned. They actually have something called a D-bat dog, which, you know, close your ears because you know, we're about to talk about meat. Yeah, I'm just joshing you.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, there's something called a D-bat dog that has that. It's a 3-foot-long corn dog with bacon bits, jalapenos, chicken, barbecue sauce, and nacho cheese in it.
Oh, my
good
Lord.
One of which is thrown to first and off target. Boy, it has been one of those days for Sacramento NBO. Routine grounder hit to second by Esparza, and he just missed his first baseman, so Cassingham reaches base for the second time today on the air. And with a runner at first, here is Eric Aguayo, who is 0-2, but he has played some spectacular defense this weekend behind home plate. We have him credited as throwing out 5 base runners, either stealing or just catching them. I mean, these are a group of 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are going to bring success to their respective clubs next year. I mean, it'll be fun. You know, hopefully we're here together next year.
Oh, for sure.
I'll be
here.
And we get to, you know, look at, you know, some of the former players and see how their college teams do. And, again, some of them are already coming from successful college programs like Gesig, like Fragoso, who was on Cal State San Bernardino, like Norton, who was at last in college and now at Georgia Gwinnett. I mean, it's just, it's a pretty impressive group that has been assembled here in the heartland of the North State, Redding, California. So here is the pitch to Aguayo. That ball is swung on, backhanded to short, clean at second for one. The throw to first, double play. So a nice play there by Brett Griffiths as the Colt 45s go down. in different order. An error at second, but mitigated for the double play turn. No runs, no hits. And at the end of seven innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead Sacramento NBO 4-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dirt Airport and Turn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, sand, decorative art, pavers, retailing walls and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Laux Landscape Supply.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, here's the top of the eighth inning, and I believe that is still, yep.
Leading off the top of the eighth inning for
Dustin Niles. Pitch is taken away for ball one. So for Dustin Niles, man, talk about going through a bit of an adventure. Came in with the bases loaded, got his first out on a pickoff by Aguayo, proceeds to give out another walk, then a double, but only one run comes in because of a base running gaffe in left center where the man at second just didn't read the ball and realized he could have scored, but then comes in, third batter he sees gets a soft ground out. So for Niles, who's living large, he'll deliver in the dirt for ball two, two balls and one strike to count. Top of the eighth, Colt 45 is ahead of Sacramento, new baseball order, 4-2. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's taken down and in for ball three. 3-1. Sacramento NBO still in it. Niles has to throw strikes. 3-1. Fastball swung on. Grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Johnson the throw to first in time. Strawberry shortcake. And there's one away. Nice play there by Mason Johnson. Again, one of those players who, you know, was so suspect, you know, beginning and middle of the year with his defense. I mean, a guy who could make the hard backhanded diving stop no problem, but for some reason, just the routine throw to first was difficult. But this last 2.5 weeks, he's been rock solid at the corner. Now the pitch to Avilos. That is taken a little low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Again, if you're just joining us or need a recollection, Spencer Reif went six innings and charged with two runs, but finished the game with a season-high 13 strikeouts. He was dealing. The 2-1 pitch, that's taken a little bit low for ball three. And so for Dustin Niles, the former future Farmers of America president for the Foothill Subdivision, 3-0 pitch. That's taken a little high for ball four. And so the tying run comes to the plate after Avilos is walked. And now, here is Jack Williamson. And so, Jack Williamson, who is 0-3 on the day. Here's the pitch. Down the middle for a strike. So for Williamson, who is 0-3, struck out 3 times. Ball at the hands of Rice. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, that swung on and fouled away. Oh, and then hits the home plate umpire in the back, and he has himself a nice little act with it. Actually getting knocked him hard. Roger Greer, man, that guy is an entertainer, a funny guy.
That's good, man. Let's go, Blue.
Here's Niles. Sets the 0-2 pitch. Slider. Strike 3 called.
That's good.
Delayed strike 3, but down goes Williamson, who is 0-4 now with 4 strikeouts. And for Dustin Niles, pulling out the slider with command and takes care of business. And so, with 2 outs, Niles now looking good and in position. The pitch to Wassel Chug, that swung on and missed for strike 1.
Andrew Wassel Chug.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball missed outside for ball 1. Might have been a strike if Aguayo had maybe caught the ball. So, 1 ball and 1 strike, and we're going to have ourselves a pinch runner for Javier Avilos. And so, Wassel Chug, who is 2-3 with 2 singles and a strikeout. Home run ties it. Colt 45's lead 4-2. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball on the outside corner. Finds its mark for a strike. And so for Niles, settling in. Niles, he'll set and deliver. 1-2 pitch, straight fastball. Blows it by Wassel Chug. For strike 3, and down he goes. And for Dustin Niles, comes in with 2 innings of strong relief. Has 2 strikeouts to his tab. No runs, no hits. A man left. And we go to the bottom of the 8th inning. The Reading Colt 45 beat Sacramento NBO.
New
baseball order, 4-2. Now we're going to lose your season.
Come on, guys. Snooze, you lose. Let's go. Come on, we don't have much time. We're going to lose shoes tonight. Come on, come on. Everybody down on the wall. Get on the wall. Everybody. We got 2 of them tonight, huh? 3. Well, we're behind our high number of 170, but that's okay.
All right, so we're about to have ourselves the Lose Your Shoes race. This is enough children to fill up an Abraham Lincoln townhouse with 8 people. What's going on, Skylar Goddard? So, what's your prediction?
The tallest one's definitely winning.
Tallest one's definitely winning? No teenagers this time, so here we go. The kids are off. We got 6 of them about to battle for an otter pop. And there they go, and they are off. The foot race is on, but literally and figuratively. Trying to find it. Man, we got some good sprinting form right here. You got to put your shoe on first. Oh, boy. And dude, we have the reigning champion, Lincoln Torres.
Come on, Matt. No, right here.
So, yep, my man Lincoln Torres put it all together. So, that's it. We'll get back to the ball game as we wish those children. And congratulations for running in this steamy hot weather. Man, you guys are brave.
So,
bottom of the eighth inning. Here is right fielder Kyle Norton. And so Norton to lead things off. He's hit the ball very hard, has only one hit to show for it. Came up in the third inning, squared a ball up into left field, and it was caught by Wasilchuk, robbing him of a base hit. So here's the pitch to Norton. He takes something away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Two for three on the day. Here's Norton. He swings and grounds one to second. Up with it. The throw to first is in time. And there's one away.
So, Ethan, your Palm Springs Power did some research. They played in 109-degree weather this weekend. We did beat them.
Oh, we did beat them. Yeah, there we go. The only time I'll ever root for NorCal versus SoCal.
Absolutely.
Wow, man, so here's the pitch. That's delivered on the inside corner for strike one. So now we got to talk about some of the coldest games, too. So I remember when I was working in New York City back in 2016. Here's Thacker. He hits a high drive into deep left field. Forget about it. To the wall and gone.
Let's go.
Cooper Thacker says he doesn't like hitting home runs, but boy oh boy, in his short time, he now has three of them, and the Colt 45s lead 5-2. Man, I mean, Cooper Thacker just got a pitch up in the zone, and that thing took off in a hurry. And now the pitch to Reed. Reed takes up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes, as that home run was given up by Daniel Aceto.
So take a guess where the coldest game ever played was.
Oh, Toronto.
No, it was in Colorado.
Oh, no. Okay. There's some stipulations here, so let me take my answer back. Are we talking about in MLB history?
Yes.
Or are we talking about in the history of the world?
No, MLB history.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me just narrow it down. So we have Minneapolis, but question is, are we talking about outside temperature, or are we talking about just temperature in general?
Temperature in general. Temperature for an outdoor ball game, specifically.
Ooh, okay. This is going to be good. Okay, that helps me narrow it down. What I am going to say is Philadelphia.
No, we're talking about the Colorado Rockies played a game in April of 2013 against the Atlanta Braves. The temperature was 25 degrees outside.
Oh, that's not good.
Not at all.
Yeah, no, I'd take a steamy 119 over a cold 25 every day of the week.
Hey, and you know, go ahead.
3-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to short. Up with it. Reed hurting the throw to first, not in time, over the head, off the glove of the first baseman. And so that will be another error on Sacramento NBO. Just a grounder to short and for Griffiths. Threw it over his first baseman, tried to make a grab at it, but just couldn't come down clean. So for Reed, who is aboard. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Rocky Mounds, that should have been my first guess, low-key. But I was thinking about when I was in Philadelphia, I was with my family in the eighth grade. That was 2006, doing our Washington, D.C. trip. Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, the group, man, I think you might have had Cole Hamels on that team too, if I'm not mistaken. It might have been after their time, but
that was a good team.
Yeah, no. You had we went to a game where it was snowing and there was snow coming off of the Potomac.
Oh, man.
Pitch swung on, and that is a high chopper to third. Over to first is Giesig, and he will reach on a single, and then the ball is overthrown and out of play to second goes Giesig. So Giesig with a high chopper, one of those bouncy ball mall singles that just bounced off the turf about 15 feet up, and then to make matters worse, Williamson overthrew his first baseman. So the Colt 45s here trying to put Sacramento new baseball order away. Oh, Ramon's after. Okay, here's Crissetti. He flies one into right field. That has caught the throw to second. Not in time, so.
Coldest ball game I ever went to was at, not this Tiger Field, but Tiger Field in Detroit. It was like maybe 35 or 40 degrees outside. It was really cold.
Ooh, sounds like it. Well, two away. As Mason Johnson comes up to bat. Here's the pitch, taking a little bit outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One-oh pitch, swung on. Johnson corks one into center field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Reed comes in to score as well. Yep, is Giesig, so Giesig and Reed score an RBI single for Mason Johnson, who's been the big hitter today for the Colt 45s. And so for Johnson, who is 2-for-4 with 3 runs batted in, hit a solo home run in the second inning. Plenty of credit to go around for the 45, so I'm guessing it'll be Johnson.
Rife and Aguayo.
Rife and Aguayo. It's just taking a little bit high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Quick game here on the concluding of this three-game series. 1-0 pitch, missing inside for ball two. Two and oh. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That's taken just a little bit away and high for ball three. So, well, it was once a nip and tuck kind of game. The Colt 45s have in trail, but, you know, the lead never expanded beyond two until this inning. 3-0 pitch. That's taken high for ball four. And so, getting the inning started with a home run was Cooper Thacker, and then the two-run single by Mason Johnson. And so now here is Mason Cassingham, who has reached twice, doubled, and then reached on an error at second base. And so runners at first and second, and the Reading native trying to add something to his resume. We got two more series left before we close up shop for the rest of the summer. Cassingham swings, grounds went up along the first base side and foul. Marty Bassetti trying to make a play, but he wasn't ready, so that'll go as E first base coach. Oh, and one, Marty Bassetti, who teaches special education at Red Bluff High School. One ball and one strike. There is a kid that you are going to hear about in the future, ladies and gentlemen, at Red Bluff High School. 6'2", right-handed pitcher by the name of Cooper Sides. 1-1 pitch. Here's Cassingham, drives one deep into right field. Back it goes to the wall, and it is off the wall. Johnson comes in to score, holding it. Third is Fregoso. The U-Prep graduate getting it done with a double RBI off the wall. And the Colt 45s expand its lead, now ahead 8-2. Speaking of good ball players, Shakespeare Taylor is in the building. There's another ball player.
Did you say Shakespeare Taylor?
Yes, that is his name, Shakespeare Taylor.
That is a fabulous name. My middle name is Lancelot, and I thought I was pretty cool. But Shakespeare, man.
Yeah. Here's the pitch, swung on, and that ball is driven high and hard into right center, running it down is the right fielder, and that ends the inning, but not before the Colt 45s add four more runs, plenty of insurance to go along, led off by a home run by Cooper Thacker, a two-run single by Mason Johnson, and then an RBI double from Mason Casingham. The Colt 45s put together four runs, and at the end of eight, the Colt 45s are ahead of Sacramento NBO 8-2, three yachts away from sweeping the series heading into next week's showdown against the Novato Knicks. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Laux Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Laux Landscape Supply has several different truck sizes to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the ninth inning, and here is Dustin Niles in to close. Took the ball from Spencer Wright in the seventh inning, and besides the one run allowed, which was actually charged to Wright as he took over with the bases loaded, didn't allow any more runs. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curveball dropped on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike to count to Ramon Esparza. 1-1 pitch. Fastball buried in the dirt for ball two. And so for Niles, who specialized in raising pigs, 2-1 pitch taken outside and away for ball three. Three balls and one strike. His sister, Skylar, is a barrel racer. So for those of you folks not familiar with the Reading rodeo culture, barrel racing is horse race where you basically run around barrels in a pattern and you get timed and try to see who can do the race the fastest. 3-1 pitch is taken down and away for ball four.
As a vegan, I'm not a big rodeo guy, but I love the barrel racing.
7 Alpha.
Well, man, how about the bull that escaped last year during the Reading Rodeo?
You know, I play my guitar at the bridge. I was there 20 minutes before that happened, and it ran directly into my spot. I'm lucky I did not continue to play.
That is wild. Oh, my goodness. Man. Yeah, and then the bull.
And I have a bright red guitar, too, so, I mean, it would have come right for me.
Remember, I broke the story on it, too, crazy enough.
Oh, you did. That's right. I commented on that story you wrote.
Yeah. Yeah, so it ended up injuring a kid from the rodeo. I mean, it was quite the scene. Reading Rodeo Week is already enough buzz. 3-2-1 pitch is grounded along the third base side and foul, 2 balls and 2 strikes. But man, when that happened, the bull not only jumping the enclosure, but then taking off the sundial river and having to get a crew of real cowboys to try to lasso him. 2-2 pitch grounded under the glove of Mason Johnson and through into left field for a base hit. And so the Colt 45s, not without their own faults either on defense, an error charge to Johnson. And for Johnson, who has committed now 15 errors this season, leads the team.
Not a good category to lead the team in.
It happens. Get plenty of opportunities as well. Here's the pitch taken up and away for ball one. And so for Niles, really having to buckle down mentally. Again, there's no out still. And if Sacramento NBO can put together some base hits, they could make things interesting. Here's the 1-0. That's a fastball taken high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. And we have some action going on in the Colt 45's bullpen. I believe that is Caleb Schaefer getting warmed up, and it is. And so for Niles, who was looking to maybe go the distance, finds himself in a little bit of a jam. 1-0 after the walk, and then not to his own fault, the error at third by Johnson, what could have, maybe should have been a 5-4-3 double play. And so Bob Anderson going out and has a quick discussion with Niles. So here is Wyatt Winalski trying to maybe put this game on its head after losing in extras last night to the Colt 45s, 4-3 in 10 innings. And that winning run, by the way, came on an error. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's delivered on the outside corner for strikes. So Niles, realizing he's on a short leash right now, trying to buckle down, delivers 2 straight strikes there. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs for ball three. And so a full count. Can Niles keep himself in the game? The game within the game. 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three. And that will turn the AC on in Bob Anderson's mind just a little bit and cool him off. And now here is Ian Heck. Here's Niles. Kill set, wind in, deliver. First pitch is a slider that misses just a little high for ball one. Niles. Kill set, wind in, fire. The 1-0 catch. That's a fastball buried away for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. It's kind of weird. He's got this fastball, which, you know, when that exact pitch, an outside four-seamer that you bury to the outside. He knows how to locate that pitch well, but he's got to get the effect ahead of time for that outside pitch to be effective. This time he delivers a two-seamer to the inside hip for a strike to Heck. Two balls, one strike. The Colt 45s, two outs away from sweeping the series ahead, 8-2. Here's the 2-1. Straight fastball there, chasing high is Heck for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Niles. He'll wind and fire the 2-2 hit. Swung on. Grounded to third. Johnson bobbles it. And he won't have a play. So for Mason Johnson. Fighting it a bit. Two errors. And now Bob Anderson gonna, unfortunately, and again, not to Niles' fault, but he is going to, unfortunately, have the ball taken from him. So, again, you got two runners aboard with the bases loaded. Kind of has the, at least taking it with the best of heart. He goes two and a third inning. Still pretty long for a relief pitcher, all things considered. And so let's see what the Colt 45s can do. Will they buckle down defensively? Or will Sacramento NBO pull some magic out of their hat and try to rally from down six runs? We'll see when we return. We'll have ourselves a new pitcher in Caleb Schaefer when we return here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road.
Right.
We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, we take pride in your project.
Let's go.
And so here is Caleb Schaefer into pitch. And so for Schaefer, looking to close up shop here after Dustin Niles leaves the game, having pitched two and a third innings and inheriting the bases loaded. Two of the base runners are aboard on errors at third. And here is Javier Avalos. The pitch to Avalos. That's taken on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1. Schaefer. He'll set the delivery to Avalos. That's a slider on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes with one out. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Taken just a little bit inside for ball one. Another changeup thrown by Schaefer. 1-2 with one out. 1-2 fastball. This misses away. And so for the Colt 45s, just trying to finish it up, but Sacramento NBO proven to be a difficult customer. 2-2, just outside for ball three. Schaefer looking in at Avalos. The 3-2 kick, that is in the dirt for ball four. And so, in to score is Esparza. To third goes Heck. And so, it's now 8-3, and with one out, tension in the ballpark.
Absolutely. Anything can happen here.
Schaefer delivers. Fastball. That's on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count to Keith Shelton. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced to second. Up with it is Snacker. The turn to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. Nice play there by Cooper Thacker, though. That ball was flying softly and bounced on the cut of the grass and dirt. He was able to basically fillet it over to his second baseman, Fergoso. A little shuffle toss to get the man. And so for the Colt 45s, they trade a run for an out. Catch now, taken on the outside corner for strike one. And that is to Drew Hansen. 0-1 the count. Schaefer sets the 0-1 pitch. That is on the outside corner for strike two. And for Sacramento, proving to be a pesky client, down to its last strike. Colt 45's ahead 8-4. The 0-2 pitch. Change up. Strike three called. Down goes Hansen. And the Colt 45's hold on to sweep the series against Sacramento New Baseball Order, winning by a final score of 8-4. Tonight's players of the game is Spencer Reif, who finishes the game with a season-high 13 strikeouts and 6 innings of work, allowing just 2 runs. And then I think, oh yeah, we're going to go to Aguayo as well. Aguayo gets player of the game for his defensive efforts. And then we'll give it to Cooper Thacker too, coming in and hitting a home run. So we'll get to those three in just a minute here. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Yep, we're ready.
All
right. Goes six innings, delivered season high, 13 strikeouts, and then Eric Aguayo, who was brilliant defensively, finished the weekend off throwing out five base runners en route to a three-game sweep over Sacramento New Baseball Order. We're also going to be joined by Cooper Thacker as well. So let's start off with the new guys since we've had Cooper and we've had Spencer win player of the game. But, Eric, what was the key for you defensively? It was so hot, and yet you were so sharp, you know, cutting down some of those base runners. And it came in some crucial times as well.
Yeah, I think it's all, like, mentally preparing for this. Like, I know it's going to be hot. I'm out here before the game, and I'm, like, getting used to the weather, trying not to stay too cool in the locker room. And then just knowing, like, what kind of pitches they're going to go on and if they're getting a big league or not.
I mean, there were some tough spots that your team ran into. I mean, you had bases loaded with, you know, Spencer who came in, and then Dustin comes in after Spencer, and you get that first guy off third. What did you see on that play? It really eased some of the anxiety in the clubhouse after that pickoff.
Yeah, I saw my third baseman, MJ, kind of break towards him, and I saw that the guy was kind of being really aggressive towards home plate. So the next time I got a pitch to do it on, then I threw it down there. And I'm just glad that MJ was there to be there.
Seems like you guys, all three of you are having to consume some Pedialyte. I mean, how do you handle that heat and make it part of your fabric and just continue to work with the speed that you work with?
Yeah, it's hydrating a lot. I seen Spencer actually carry a gallon of water around, so I started carrying a gallon of water around and drinking it throughout the day. And then we also got a little ice bucket to put some towels in, cool us off in between innings.
All right. Well, any questions from Tyler? What do you have for Eric before we let him go?
So, Eric, you know, you came into the ball game and you went 0-4 at the plate, but does the defense make that up for you in terms of the way you feel about the ball game? Because to me and Ethan, that's why we have you up here, because your defense was so sparkling that your plate appearances didn't need to be.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to take what I do at the plate defensively, because then I'm not sure if I do good, then... It's like a mood swing. Like, I want to stay consistent behind the plate.
All right. Well, we're turning it over to Spencer. Thank you so much, Eric. Spencer, I mean, you were just solid once again. 13 strikeouts, really in full command of that fastball. Has the velo increased since you got here? It really seems like you're working off that fastball more and more.
Yeah, for sure. The velo's come up just due to long toss and just weightlifting. I think I've gained 2-3 miles an hour. I'm sitting around 88, hitting some nines. When I first got here, I think I was around 84, 85.
Awesome. Well, I mean, it's one thing to throw that fastball, but then combining it with the changeup, the curveball, and the slider, I mean, it was just a rapport, an artistry, if you will, and because not just of your intellect and the way you read books, but the way you pitch, it was really a philosopher's mindset today.
Yeah, for sure. When I bring out that repertoire, I kind of think of it, like you said, in artistry. Like, I think if that's my work, that's as much as I can do, as philosophy equates to the game. When I go out there, I read swings. I think of what pitch to throw next. It's just kind of a life's work and intuition.
All right. Tyler, what do you have for Spencer?
So, Spencer, me and Ethan were talking during the ball game about how I feel like pitcher is probably the most intellectually challenging position in all of sports. Do you feel that way, or is there another position in another sport that you feel might tax the brain a little bit more than that?
That's a tough question. I feel like, 'cause I used to play football all of my life, so I'd say quarterback's pretty mentally taxing as well, because you not only have to know what you're doing, but you have to know each and every single position on the field and what they're supposed to be doing. But I would have to agree, pitching is one of the toughest positions in sports.
Hey, appreciate you so much, Spencer. Thank you so much. Congratulations. All right, we're finishing up with Cooper Thacker. Hey, you keep saying that all you do is hit singles, and yet, you know, you're batting over 500 since you've been with us. You hit your second home run. That was an absolute moonshot, a no-doubter. Why'd you decide to show off again like that?
Honestly, you know, like, you live for this moment, right? You come in the top of the ninth, you know, 4-2 ball game or whatever it was. You know, that's what you live for as a baseball player. Tight games, you want to succeed. You want to do whatever you can for the team. And, you know, I took the first pitch. It was a good pitch to hit, but our leadoff guy went second pitch out already. And so, you know, kind of wanted to extend the AB. I heard Skip from the dugout, look for your pitch. And, you know, fortunately enough, I got it and I didn't miss it. But, yeah, it's kind of just a mindset kept going up to the plate in situations like that. You know, it's not like I was going up there to hit a home run. You know, I'm going up to do whatever I can in terms of what the team's got going on. But, you know, I got a little under it, backspun it a little bit to left, and it went out. So, yes, sir.
Were you hunting a specific pitch or really just looking something in the location that you like it?
I'm usually hunting the fastball. You know, in my opinion, and I feel like you could talk to a lot of people, especially at this level, you know, fastball is the easiest pitch to hit. And new guy on the mound looking to establish, you know, early, get early, up early in the count, stuff like that. He threw me first pitch slider. And, you know, I stuck to my approach, hunting that fastball, and got something middle in and was able to drive it. So
awesome. Tyler, what do you have?
So you guys are winding down the end of the season here. I'm just wondering exactly what you guys are feeling. Are you guys starting to feel like it's like summer camp? It's gonna it's ending too soon, and you're gonna miss the boys, or you're ready to get out of town?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is only my second week here, and I've already gotten really close to the guys. Some of the guys I'd already gone to school with, like our pitching coach Drew Baumgartner. And then Dylan Cabral went to Feather River for a couple years, along with Matt Kaguchi. And so, you know, I really feel like I mesh really fast with this team, and it feels like it's coming to an end too quick. And joining late definitely doesn't help that out. But, you know, really just trying to take it for what it is and enjoy the time we have left instead of dwelling on, you know, the fact that it's going to be over here soon. So,
I mean, it's just crazy to think about. You're going to head down to San Diego. That has been the hot spot of so many North Staters who go down to San Diego, and that's sort of like their launching pad. Is that what you're sort of thinking when you get down to San Diego, you settle in and, you know, try to make a name for yourself, kind of like how Jay Johnson has? I mean, Easton Waterman, who's now the head coach on the Macon Bacon, you're trying to do something big as an athlete, and after, you know, these performances, you're well on your way.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, like, I feel like a lot of people's goal is, you know, like, obviously you want to play baseball for as long as you can, but fortunately I've been, like, blessed with the opportunity to go out and play Division I baseball, and, you know, that's, for a lot of people, that's the highest stage it gets. You know, if you talk to some people, they would much rather watch college baseball than even pro ball, so, you know, I'm just looking to go there and compete and have a good time and win some ball games. And if I happen to, you know, make a name for myself and go out and do big things, I would love to do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone gets told, you know, told that they can't play the game anymore. And I can't imagine a better place to do it than San Diego. So if that's where it ends, then that's where it ends. But I would like to take it as far as I can. So
I think you're going to take it a very far way. It's been such an honor, sir. Thank you so much. Congratulations. We're looking to have more of these conversations in the final 2 weeks. Thank you so much. All right. Well, that does it here for the Redding Colt 45s here in Redding, California. The 45s come away with a 3-game sweep, winning in strong fashion over Sacramento, new baseball order, 8-4. Spencer Reif goes 6 innings, allows just 2 earned runs, and finishes with a season-high 13 strikeouts. Eric Aguayo was solid behind the plate and threw out 5 base runners. And then Cooper Thacker, the man heading to UC San Diego, continuing to pulverize the ball, hit his second home run of the season in just his 16th game. And so the Colt 45s, despite the hot 110-degree heat, find a way to pull it out and win by a final score of 8-4. This has been Ethan Hansen thanking you all, whether you're listening from Texas or the East Coast. And again, another special thank you goes out to Tyler Chapman. Amazing job in the booth keeping us live. This has been 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing malls and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Laux Landscape Supply. Be sure to tune in next week starting Friday at 7:15 p.m. for the Reading Colt 45s. Take on the Novato Knicks for the second time at Tiger Field this year. The Colt 45s and the Knicks played a hotly contested three-game series that the 45s won in the first round, 2 out of 3. We'll see how they do in the second three-game series against the boys from Wine Country. For Tyler Chapman, this has been Ethan Hansen saying so long from Tiger Field. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Have a great night, everybody.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Red and Colts. Red and Colts. Red and Colts. Red and Colts. Another Colt 45's victory. 8-4 over Sacramento. New baseball order. Strike him out, throw him out, double play, all the way, shoot him down. Red and Colts. We'll be back on the air Friday. First pitch, 7:15. On air, 7:05 with Ethan Hansen, downtown, the voice of the Colt 45s. We're on KNCR Radio. Strike him out, throw him out, double play, all the way, shoot him down. Red and Colt. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
And responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So available online.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
News from Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step, but enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors, and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but a child, you can sell 5 to 10 times per day. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. And remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Go to angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward. Go to angel.com/freedom. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. Go to angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I recently worked with a really nice family with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and they're just very worried about their dad being the caregiver for their mom. She needs care. Dad is just wearing out. I mean, he's so tired. And that's that heroic caregiver kind of a syndrome. I've mentioned that recently on one of the programs, you know, especially for us guys. I'm raising my hand, you know, I've got this. I don't need any help. But guess what? At some point, you do need help. And you just have to be big enough to admit that and be honest enough to admit that. There's no shame in asking for help, guys, okay? So seriously, ask for help. So dad is wearing out, and they're just really afraid that his health is now starting to take somewhat of a decline due to the stress of being that full-time caregiver. So, and by the way, does that sound familiar to anyone? Are you raising your hand? Yep. That should sound familiar to a lot of folks out there. So I'm helping them find a home care provider that will serve as a bridge, that will just kind of bridge that gap between being at home now with support while we're waiting for a space to become available at their preferred senior care community. In this case, we're looking at the assisted living level of care. Lots of waiting lists out there. So we're looking at our top options proactively. We're out ahead of this. We're working in advance. Then they're going to make a decision and then get on the waiting list. And then you want control of this one. Trust me. Okay. And then they're going to move when it makes sense for them. Even if you move a little sooner than you think you may have needed to, you're never going to regret that. You will thank me later, right? If this sounds like something that you would like to do, I'd just like to offer you my home care provider screening tool free of charge. Just reach out, just give me a call, send me a text, or get online, seniorcareconsulting.com. Just inquire about that. Just say, hey, I want my free copy of the home care provider screening tool, and I'll email that out to you. Free of charge. This is really, really helpful. It has I'm just looking at it right now. It has 34 questions to help you check out some home care providers and then choose the one that you feel is the best fit for you. Now, all of the markets all across the nation, if you're, especially if you're in a little bit of a larger market, you could have 50 to 100 home care providers to choose from. If you're in a larger market, there could be 300 or 400 home care providers. Now, these home care providers, I'm a huge fan of home care, by the way. They'll come into your house from a couple of 2 or 3 hours a day to up to 24 hours per day, and they help you with those activities of daily living around your house. It's non-medical in-home assistance, and it's a wonderful service. Okay, to keep you in your house for a longer period of time, help you remain independent at home. And then at some point, again, like these folks, they know that this is really more of a temporary measure because dad's been the caregiver for a long time. And they're going to be moving in this next, you know, 6 to 8 months. So we're, again, we're getting home care in place, and then we're going to go out and we're going to choose an assisted living community, get our name on the wait list, and then manage when we're going to move. So that way we're in control and we're choosing when we're going to move. That is the ultimate situation, if you can act proactively. So here's some of the questions. How long have you been in business? I would tend to go with a provider that's, you know, been around for a longer period of time than someone that maybe just opened. Nothing against them, but I don't think I want someone learning on me. I want someone who knows what they're doing and has established policies and procedures and has great staffing and has an excellent reputation, highly rated, et cetera, et cetera. Are you a privately owned or national company, or are you a franchise? Okay, these are, and everyone has different opinions on all this kind of stuff, but this is just, this is data points. This would be information that you really want to know. How many offices do you own and operate? What services do you offer? What are the qualifications of your caregivers? Are they CNAs or home health aides, or are they someone without a designation that has been trained? What states are you licensed to do business in? Do you have clinical licensure in these states? Sometimes a state will require clinical licensure. Sometimes they do not. Typically, for a home care, non-medical home care company, clinical licensure is not required, but you may have to just be licensed in that state to provide that service. Are your services covered by long-term care insurance? Is the owner actively involved in the daily operation of the business, or is he or she more of a silent partner and someone else is running the business? Do you have an RN or LPN on staff, and if so, what's their role? Do you offer geriatric care management services, and if so, is that included in the hourly rate, or is that an additional charge? Okay, what's your turnover rate for your direct hands-on caregiving staff? This one's really important. Should a caregiver be unavailable for their shift, do you provide a backup replacement caregiver? Because I really need to get out. I have my own doctor's appointments. I have my own things that I need to do. I'm really counting on them. If that caregiver can't show up that day, and you know what? Stuff happens, right? Life happens. They're sick. Their kid's sick. Their car broke down. What, you know, things happen. Do you provide a backup replacement caregiver for that shift, or am I just out of luck? Man, I've heard way too many stories of, yeah, oh, you mean they didn't show up? Okay, well, hopefully they'll come tomorrow. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Is somebody else coming out? Oh, no, we don't have anybody else. Right? That's a really, really important question. Do your caregivers receive dementia training? Here's another really important question. Are the caregivers W-2 employees of the company, or are they 1099 independent contractors? By the way, I would prefer W-2 employees. What type of background checks and other screening do you perform prior to hiring the staff? These people are going to be in my house taking care of my loved one. I kind of want to know. I have some background checks that have been performed. Do you drug test your caregivers? Okay, so it just goes on and on. Here's one. What happens if there's a theft or an injury or another negative incident in my home? Is there coverage for that? I mean, what happens? Are there any current or pending legal actions against your company? And if so, explain. What are your rates? Do you have a minimum number of hours per shift? Is there a day, evening, night, and holiday differential? What is your billing cycle? Do you require us to pay in advance? How long of a notice do we need to provide you to discontinue services? How soon can you begin your services? Discuss COVID-19 safety precautions and protocols and the use of PPE. So if this is like, oh, man, hey, we need a copy of that, just reach out, 913-945-2800. You could also call the toll-free number at Senior Care Live, or just shoot me an email, and we will take care of that. I'll send you that free of charge by email. So feel free, and I'd be happy to provide that for you, and I hope it helps. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump touting his position as the front runner for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination.
It's no surprise that we're very big in the polls, very, very big. We have been like a rocket ship.
Mr. Trump's remarks from the Turning Point Action Convention Saturday night. The RealClearPolitics.com average has the former president leading Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 53% to 20.6%. On the Democrat side, President Joe Biden has a similar large lead of 64% to 14% over Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the Democratic nomination. In a race that's shaping up to a rematch of 2020, Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump are only 0.2% apart at 43%, a statistical dead heat, with Mr. Biden's job approval averaging only 42%. George Williams reporting.
Officer shot and killed a man wanted in a weekend murder of four people near Atlanta, and a sheriff's deputy and a police officer were wounded in the shootout. Meanwhile, Henry County Sheriff's Department says the suspect was fatally wounded as he was engaging police in the exchange of gunfire. A Democrat-sponsored bill being taken up by the California legislature would mandate judges to consider race in prison sentencing. Heritage Foundation legal fellow Zach Smith says that's a terrible bill.
Treating someone differently because of their race, particularly in criminal justice issues, is something you used to see in the Jim Crow South. Not only does it violate our Constitution to do that, it's also morally reprehensible.
Smith adds even if this bill becomes law in California, he's optimistic it won't survive a court challenge.
I'm hopeful, and if the courts are faithfully doing their duties, any court would strike this down immediately as violating the Constitution of the United States.
Smith was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Carlos Alcaraz ended Novak Djokovic's 34-match winning streak at Wimbledon by beating him in 5 sets and win his first championship at the All England Club. Alcaraz's victory gave him his second Grand Slam trophy overall. On the links, Rory McIlroy finally a winner in Scotland after he beat Robert McIntyre by a stroke in the Scottish Open. McIlroy says the win is a shot of confidence heading into the British Open next week.
You know, I've had my chances over the last couple of months, and been knocking on the door, just haven't quite been able to get it done. So, you know, hopefully this breaks the seal, and you know, we can go on from here.
Steve Stricker wins his third PGA Tour Champions Major of the Year, capping off a dominant weekend at Firestone with a 3-shot win in the Kulig Company's Championship. The win at Firestone gives Stricker a spot in next year's Players Championship. Breaking news at townhall.com. The St. Louis region continues to struggle with nuclear waste.
Uranium was first processed at a plant near downtown starting in the early 1940s. Decades later, the federal government is still removing soil from a creek and cleaning up a landfill, both sites where nuclear waste was dumped. Last year, a grade school closed amid worries that contamination got into the building and on the playground. Many people with cancer who live near the waste sites believe their illnesses are from exposure to the radiation. An AP investigation showed nonchalance to how nuclear waste was treated years ago. John Scott reported.
A tangle of litigation could delay the start of New Jersey's first offshore wind energy project. Wind developer Ørsted suing government to stop delaying necessary permits, and citizens groups are trying to halt the project altogether. The company is also suing the city of Ocean City over similar delays. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're here on a weekend. We've got lots to talk about. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting that all together for you each weekend. And we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. We want you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question or share a comment. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of those remarkable new weight loss drugs and some new drugs that are on the drawing board, and also a potential concern about the weight loss drugs that are so popular, Ozempic and Wegovy and Rybelsus and Mounjaro. They just keep proliferating, and more are going to be introduced over the next few years. 877-726-8255 is our number. A remarkable story about a probiotic that just may reduce the risk of kidney stones, and new research on Gulf War illness reveals that it's all about the mitochondria. That may have implications for many fatigue-related disorders, including chronic fatigue syndrome, post-Lyme disease, long COVID, fibromyalgia, and so on. 877-726-8255, our number. I first want to, before we get to phone calls, and we have a couple on our lines, I want to share with you a medical mystery. This week I'm writing an article about the 17 most common nutritional deficiencies that Americans experience. I was going to keep it to 10, but then the number kept going up to 17, so we're going to release that as a two-part series in our newsletter this week. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, go to drhoffman.com and just put in your email address, and we'll be sending you newsletters on a weekly basis. So this one is a very fascinating medical mystery. The story compiled by a physician, Siobhan DeShower, M.D., And let's see if you can figure out the diagnosis before it's revealed. And it's a real medical mystery. It's challenging. Let's start with Jennifer, who is a healthy, active 54-year-old woman, and she's currently training for a 5K run. Over the past few months, she's been having increasing fatigue and some knee pain, but you know, she chalked it up to all that extra running that she'd been doing. The pain then spread from her knees down to her shins and into her calves, so she decided to cut back on her running and do a little more stretching, but the pain kept getting worse. And then she started noticing bruising at the back of her legs, but she didn't really remember bumping into anything. And then there were tiny red dots appearing on her legs. Medically, these are called petechiae. And she had hoped that the rash would go away on its own, but it just kept going, getting worse. And then, over the course of a couple of weeks, her legs became so painful that she was actually having difficulty walking. And at this point, her family convinced her that she had to go to the hospital. So she arrived and she was evaluated. And so she hung out in the emergency room, finally saw a doctor, order some blood work, and closely examined her legs and noticed a rash and some swelling in her legs. But what really stood out is that whenever he would touch her calves, she'd be wincing in pain. And so in medicine, we take a top-down approach. We call it the rule-out game. We rule out the most serious problems before we go to more mundane causes because, well, if you miss something really serious, if you send somebody home and say you have a flu when actually they have a pneumonia or a cancer or severe autoimmune lung disease, well, that's a big boo-boo. So they immediately sent her for an ultrasound of her legs to rule out blood clots in her legs. Usually they occur on one side rather than the other. These are called DVTs, deep vein thrombosis. But there were no signs of a blood clot. But an X-ray did show edema of her legs on both sides. And so they sent her for a lot of body imaging because, God forbid, maybe it was a cancer in her abdomen or in her pelvis pressing on her veins, causing her to have swelling in her legs. But no, CT scans of her chest, abdomen, pelvis didn't show any signs of cancer. And then because she was experiencing weakness, they did EMGs. These are tests for the electrical activity in your nerves that activate your muscles. But those came back normal, too. They noted that she had a slightly low hemoglobin on her blood test, but then they did a bunch of tests to find out if she had hemolysis, which is an autoimmune process by which your blood cells break down, and they found that, no, that wasn't the case. The suggestion that was that she was bleeding somewhere, but we just couldn't pin down where that bleeding was coming from. And so this was a real medical mystery. They began to think that maybe she had an autoimmune disease, and there were no markers for that in her blood test, but sometimes a skin biopsy can reveal something. But unfortunately, that takes a while to analyze by the pathologists. You freeze the skin, and then you take a little sample, and you send it off to the lab, but this may take days or even sometimes over a week to get the results back. So they didn't know what was going on. But when her doctors went to speak with her, they got a little bit of a clue. They noticed that Jennifer left a lot of food on her tray. And so they asked her why. And she explained over the last 2 years she's been worried about allergies and intolerances to foods. So she'd been restricting her diet and cutting out foods that she suspected were causing her issues. Now, the foods that she was restricting were fruits and vegetables. She may have read a book by Dr. Gundry called The Plant Paradox, which highlights the risk of plant lectins and urges that people avoid the many sources of plant lectins, which means that she was on a diet that was virtually bereft of plant foods. And so it occurred to the doctors that maybe, just maybe, she was suffering from an ancient disease, scurvy. Now, we tend to think of scurvy as something that affected British sailors in the 18th century, and then along came Sir James Lind, and he figured out that by giving sailors fresh lemons and limes, they could avert scurvy, those being, of course, great sources of vitamin C. Henceforth, British sailors were known as limeys. And thinking back, the diagnosis of scurvy pulls together all of Jennifer's symptoms. She became fatigued, and why that might be is that vitamin C is needed to create L-carnitine, which is necessary for energy production in the cells. Also, there was the bruising and rashes on her skin. Well, vitamin C is necessary to produce collagen, and when you don't have adequate collagen production, your skin breaks down, and your blood vessels, which also are formed in part of collagen, tend to leak, causing little red spots to appear. You may also get bleeding gums because the collagen in your mouth no longer is strong enough to prevent little injuries from, say, a toothbrush or from food. Without vitamin C to make strong collagen, blood vessels become weak. They bleed easily. Scurvy also leads to abnormal connective tissue, and that can cause problems in the joints, right? And so that clinched the diagnosis. It turned out she had extraordinarily low levels of vitamin C. That really unforeseen diagnosis and a modern-day version of a disease that we thought was extinct sometimes can occur, especially in the setting of very restrictive diets, can occur in patients with kidney failure on dialysis or patients with diabetes, which creates an increased demand for vitamin C. There are many new case reports of scurvy making a comeback in patients in the 21st century. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
There is no trade-offs with the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED laptop, model number UX5304, which fuses power and incredible battery life, extreme portability, and durability. At just 1 centimeter thin and weighing just 1 kilogram, this extremely thin and light device is only outdone by its fast performance, featuring an up to 10-core 13th-gen Intel processor, stunning OLED display for outstanding color and contrast, and long battery life at up to 14 hours of streaming. What's more, this is the most eco-friendly ZenBook Asus has ever produced, with the basalt gray model made with plasma ceramic aluminum and halogen-free electronics. It's easy to see the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED is a no-compromise laptop for work, school, or play. Asus.com has more. That's ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a fun way to grow your business that makes you feel good and it makes others feel good, and it's a little bit sneaky. Don't talk about yourself on your social media. Instead, find someone in your network that deserves a high five. Someone that you want to support, someone that might be a strategic referral partner, someone that did something great. Take the time to use your social to celebrate them. It will build the relationship, it makes you look pretty darn good, and it kind of spreads some good feeling around. It will come back to you. When you're out of things to say about yourself, find someone else to celebrate. It'll go over great.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. Our number, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's go with callers. John, welcome.
Hoffman, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I knew that lady had scurvy when you said no fruits and vegetables.
There you go. That was the tip off. Yeah, you are an astute Intelligent Medicine listener. Yeah, good job.
Well, I'm a type 2 diabetic. And I'm on, I'm 63 years old. I'm on 22 units of insulin. And I have the popliteus muscle in the back of my knee. I kept calling you about my knees.
Yeah.
But process of elimination, it's got to be that. The only thing left. And I can feel it. And I looked at a YouTube video with a chiropractor, and he said you could do it yourself, but I was like, I can't do it myself. You got to like rearrange it or something, or massage it.
It's like some kind of adjustment that the chiropractor is going to do to fix the popliteal bulge behind your knee. Is that the idea?
I guess so. Well, I called you to ask you who I should go see, a physical therapist or a chiropractor.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure that that's a plausible answer, because a popliteal bulge is not just a mechanical bulge. It has to do with inflammation in the knee. And if you don't fix the underlying cause, you know, shoving around all that fluid, putting it back in place isn't necessarily going to fix the underlying problem. So, you know, you've called before, and, you know, I just wonder why as a type 2 diabetic, you still remain on insulin. I made that point with you before. But remind me, what's your height and weight?
I'm 180, and I'm 5'9".
Okay, so that's too much weight. You're putting a little too much weight on your knees, but also that's creating inflammation. The insulin is perpetuating your body fat. Have you attempted to taper or eliminate your insulin with a very low-carb diet?
Yes, that, and I also, I started to take vitamin C, like 2000.
Yeah,
and
well, it worked for the gal in the anecdote that I shared with you, but I'm not sure that it's going to work for you. I mean, other things that can help knee problems in terms of nutritional support, if you have knee arthritis, and, you know, this popliteal bulge or Baker's cyst or whatever it is, I'm not entirely sure because I haven't seen it. This is a sign of osteoarthritis. It's a manifestation of that condition, and that does get worse when you have elevated blood sugar, when you have metabolic syndrome that promotes inflammation. And there are some nutrients that can be helpful. Higher doses of omega-3 fatty acids, glucosamine with chondroitin. Also, type 2 collagen. You should check that out because type 2 collagen can actually have an anti-inflammatory effect. Boswellin is a nice product for arthritis. And then there are procedures that you can do. You can have a Syndisc injection to cushion the knees. You can have PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is a procedure that some orthopedists use. They even do it at Hospital for Special Surgery. It used to be exclusively the province of innovative alternative doctors, but now it's been mainstreamed. And then there's stem cells, which are, you know, kind of on the cusp of becoming perfected. I don't think that they are ready for prime time entirely yet, but stem cell injections can sometimes stave off the need for more comprehensive surgery. But I'm a little worried about the fact that, you know, I kind of wish I could get my hands on you as a patient, see what the heck is causing you to require insulin. Do you really need it? Because insulin will keep that body fat on. It will promote inflammation. It will get in the way of your successful weight loss, even with, you know, some of these promising new medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy. These are some of the things that could take the extra pounds off and help to alleviate your elevated blood sugar. So I think, yeah, maybe we could improve things in terms of your management, which ultimately will have an impact on whether you get musculoskeletal problems. They're very much related to the inflammatory state that occurs when you have high blood sugars and excess body fat. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk to Peter in Brooklyn. How you doing, Peter?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 79. I weigh 120, and I do all kinds of exercise, you know, weight-resistant, yoga, aerobics. And yet I found, even though I want to gain more muscle, I developed a pouch, you know, belly underneath the abdomen and underneath the belly button. And I'm wondering if what your suggestion would be. I did just read an article in Life Extension saying that AMPK could be.
Yeah, well, let's tackle that issue because I think that's kind of a universal complaint is what do you do about that belly bulge that just doesn't go away with a lot of crunches? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255.
News from Washington, D.C. The FDA will begin targeting the sale of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors. Here's former California Congresswoman Mary Bono.
The recent action targeting illegal disposable vapes is a good first step. But enforcement matters. Words aren't enough. The FDA needs to finish the job to protect our kids from these illegal disposable vapes in youth-friendly flavors and then take them off our store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
What is the fastest-growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but a child, you can sell 5 to 10 times per day. witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. And remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Go to angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom to show your support. Purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward. Go to angel.com/freedom. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. Go to angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom.
Recent news reports are raising the alarm about illegal, disposable vapes in kid-enticing flavors that are pouring in from China. Here's Fentanyl Fathers co-founder Greg Swan.
I lost my firstborn son, Drew, to an overdose, a tragedy no parent should experience. The FDA has started taking action against illegal, disposable vapes that could contain deadly fentanyl. Now, they need to get every one of these out of our communities.
Sponsored by Fentanyl Fathers.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That number is available to you during the program and also 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question. Well, we have a live caller. We've got Peter from Brooklyn, who at the tender age of 79 is experiencing a belly bulge. Peter, that's such a rare, unusual, esoteric problem. I'm just kidding. So, Peter, tell me a little bit about this. You got a little bit of an overhang there.
It's not great, you know, but it is more prominent. And I would like to gain more muscle. I take creatinine and other whey protein, but and do, you know, a lot of exercises. But
okay, so let me explain what's going on. I have noticed that, you know, I compete in triathlons, and sometimes the folks are even older than I am, folks in their 70s, and you see the guys there, and they're superbly trained, but they got a little bit of a belly overhang. So what's up with that? What's going on? Why do men at a certain age, and women to a certain extent, have a little bit of a belly overhang? Well, part of it is the deterioration in collagen that occurs with aging. I mean, your skin becomes more lax. That's why you get facial droop and facial wrinkles. That's why people pick things up with Botox and with facelifts. And that tends to also happen with the collagen around your abdomen. But, of course, there's also the deposition of fat that often occurs with age. But even folks sometimes who diet stringently, they still have a little bit of an overhang. And part of that may also be due to a condition called a ventral hernia. And without examining you, I can't tell you whether you have one. But that is actually a congenital condition, which sometimes gets worse with age, where there's a little bit of a gap between the muscles on each side, and there's a protuberance in the middle that is most accentuated when you do a crunch or a sit-up. There's a little bit of a hernia or an outpouching of your abdominal contents into that gap in the middle. And it's a, you know, it's a vertical gap. So the other thing that occurs in men is there's a decline in testosterone. And so if you want a six-pack again, you can take enormous amounts of growth hormone and testosterone, but that ultimately may not be that great for you in other respects. I mean, I'm a big fan of testosterone replacement for men as they age. I think it improves muscle. I think it improves mood, certainly improves sexual performance. And it could also have an impact on your physique. So I think there's a bunch of factors that conspire to make it such that you don't have that lauded six-pack that so many people strive to acquire past a certain age. That may not be entirely a problem. You could be absolutely healthy, metabolically healthy, destined to live to be 105, with a little bit of a belly overhang. Or, alternatively, it could be a sign that you have excess visceral fat, the fat that underlies your outside fat, that may be pathological fat, the kind that actually has, that is a determinant of your risk for metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. It's hard to tell with just what you described in the phone call. And yes, you're taking some of the right supplements, but without a workup, it's kind of hard to determine precisely what's going on. But it may be perfectly innocuous and just a natural sign of being a 79-year-old healthy guy. 877-726-8255. Thanks for that phone call. All right, while we're talking about belly overhang, well, there's a revolution going on in terms of weight loss drugs. They just held the 83rd annual scientific session of the American Diabetes Association, and they're talking about a whole raft of new weight loss drugs. We've got Ozempic. We've got Wegovy. These are injectable drugs. Now a new drug called Mounjaro, which involves not just one, not just semaglutide, as the other ones contain, but a little semaglutide along with another hormone that helps with weight loss, can really knock the socks off your body fat. Part of the problem is they're all injectable. There is one oral semaglutide medication, Rybelsus, but they're talking about on-ramping a new one, which will be even more effective than Rybelsus. So there are a variety of ways they can go. They can use two hormone combinations, even three hormone combinations. Those are on the drawing boards. And they can make these drugs even more convenient where you don't have to inject them and you can just simply take them orally, there's a bit of a problem looming for this class of medications, some possible storm clouds. The European Union is investigating Ozempic after suicidal thoughts have been reported in some users. So what's going on with that? Why should those medications create depression or suicidal thoughts? Well, they have an impact on the brain. They actually decrease appetite. And appetite is very much associated with mood. And it is possible, just possible, that decreasing appetite might have more global effects on mood in general. When you kind of have a decreased appetite, you may have a little less joie de vivre, lust for life. And by dampening down your cravings, it might put you into a state of apathy, which would be conducive to depression and even suicidal thoughts. So they're going to have to investigate that. What they're saying here is that the benefits of these medications for diabetes, which can be a killer disease, may outweigh the slight risk of suicidal ideation. But when you just use these medications for weight loss, do you want to trade a little bit of overweight? You know, say you want to get rid of that, you know, 15 or 20 pounds, nagging weight that is hard to shake off with exercise and diet, and trade that for suicidal ideation? I think there the risk-benefit equation weighs in favor of avoiding these medications altogether. And we're going to have to look at these medications very carefully, because sometimes when hundreds of thousands and millions of people use a medication that's been approved on the basis of a study of a few hundred people, side effects emerge that weren't previously envisioned. So we're going to have to look at that very, very carefully. 877-726-8255, our number. And kidney stones are an increasing problem. And the concern is that the rate of kidney stones, very painful, has been rising among even children and teens, especially girls, according to research. And doctors aren't sure why younger people are at increased risk. But what they're saying here is that it's a combination of diets high in ultra-processed foods. They also blame hotter summers, you know, global warming. But methinks that an increase in temperature is outweighed by the fact that a lot of kids spend time indoors these days, don't go out so much, and we have air conditioning. What about 1950 when there weren't no air conditioning? If you wanted to cool off, you'd have to go to the country, or you'd have to go to one of those air-cooled movie theaters and sit there and watch a boring movie just to cool down. But they also implicate overuse of antibiotics, and that's certainly happening in our pediatric population. They say experts aren't sure why more children and teens are developing a condition, but let's look at the possibility that it has something to do with the microbiome. And indeed, it may, because there's a certain bacteria that normally inhabits the intestines called Oxalobacter formigenes, which eats up oxalic acid, which is a component of kidney stones. And there's a startup company called Oxalo Therapeutics that's betting the ranch on that proposition. They're developing probiotics containing Oxalobacter, which are designed to forestall kidney stone attacks in people especially prone to kidney stones. Now, I searched the web, and I asked myself, is this available? Can you buy this? It turns out you can't buy it over-the-counter in the United States, but in India, you can buy an OTC product called Oxalo, which contains Oxalobacter formigenes. So due to differences in approvals from country to country, India has seen fit to make it available over the counter, not available here in the United States yet, but because of the internationality of the web, it may be possible for patients all over the world to access this by purchasing it from India. Interesting proposition that by changing the composition of the microbiome, we can forestall painful kidney stone attacks and sometimes avoid the need for surgery or cystoscopy to retrieve a stuck stone in the ureter or in the kidneys. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Is Biden's economic plan truly working? Wages are going backwards as new regulations are costing $10,000 per American. With inflation at a higher rate, your spending power goes down. Make sure you know what numbers to pay attention to. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number during the program, and also 24/7, 365. People call in and record questions, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
Hi, my name's Deb, and I was wondering if there's any benefit of using a potion that has CBD and THC in it topically. Because as I understand it, THC does not obviously get you high when absorbed through the skin, but what does it do for you?
Okay, you know, that's an interesting question. And there is actually a lot of information about CBD, cannabidiol, as a topical agent for the treatment of pain. I'd have an example here. The study is entitled The Effectiveness of Topical Cannabidiol Oil, CBD, in Symptomatic Relief of Peripheral Neuropathy of the Lower Extremities. It's a common problem. Patients who've undergone chemotherapy, diabetic patients, sometimes patients for undisclosed reasons. It's called this idiopathic peripheral neuropathy, have pain, numbness, loss of sensation, and it can be aggravating. And so in this study, small study, 29 patients with peripheral neuropathy, 15 got CBD and 14 got placebo. And what they found was that there definitely was a benefit to transdermal application of CBD oil. Now, when it comes to THC, I could find no evidence that THC does anything when used topically. So it's the CBD that is the stuff that actually can work for pain. Now, it's not, if you got like deep pain in your hip or something, yeah, it's not going to penetrate that deeply. But superficial discomfort, you know, maybe if you have finger arthritis, pain in your wrist, even pain in your knee, but certainly peripheral neuropathy, which is near the surface, you can get some relief. But there's no evidence that THC is going to do any good, and I don't know any product that utilizes THC topically. You might have to, you know, mix your own home brew with a mortar and pestle to get the THC. What THC does when taken internally, when smoked or when taken as a tincture, it can be helpful for the treatment of pain. Especially in combination with CBD. So CBD-THC combinations taken internally can be helpful for pain, but I don't know of any studies that suggest the topical THC does any good by itself. That's a good lead-in to talk about my favorite CBD brand, which is pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's the place to go. the company is CB Sciences, and is, you know, a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. It helps with sleep, it helps with mood, and it helps with pain. And I found that it really helps people relax and can support restful sleep. The CBD brand that I take personally, and I use it topically, and I recommend it to my patients, is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free. That's for oral consumption. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. So to learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And for our Intelligent Medicine listeners, special offer, you can use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. And they also have combo products, which have a little bit of THC, if you desire that effect. That's the Reserve line. And they have a full range of topical products, roll-ons and various creams that you can apply for local relief of discomfort. 877-726-8255, our number. This is an important story because for a while we've been talking about omega-3 fatty acids and arrhythmias. And we know from studies that intake of omega-3 fatty acids via diet and via supplementation, that would be EPA and DHA, reduce the risk for the most dangerous type of arrhythmias. These are ventricular arrhythmias, ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation. These are the kind of things that can kill you, can cause sudden death. A more benign, but albeit serious, arrhythmia is atrial fibrillation. And so there was controversy about omega-3 fatty acids because it's been suggested that while reducing the risk of ventricular arrhythmias, that intake of omega-3 fatty acids could increase the risk of atrial fibrillation. And it got to the point where cardiologists were telling patients who were prone to atrial fibrillation, stop taking omega-3 fatty acids. And I said, something's fishy here, because why should they act beneficially in one part of the heart that's a few inches below the area where atrial fibrillation originates, but not have a beneficial effect on atrial fibrillation? Well, this is something that often happens in medicine, because we need to apply a corrective. The Million Veteran Program, biggest study to date. What they're saying here is that although recent randomized clinical trials have reported an increased risk of atrial fibrillation with omega-3 fatty acid supplements, it's unclear whether dietary marine omega-3 fatty acids assessed through food frequency questionnaires are associated with atrial fibrillation risk. And what they found was, au contraire, they found there was no increase, and in fact there was a protective effect of dietary intake of EPA DHA on the incidence of atrial fibrillation in this large sample of a million veterans. So, yeah, I think we need to rethink that potential risk and suggest that it's okay for people at risk to take omega-3 fatty acids.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health.
pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-280-6734. 800-280-6734. 800-280-6734. That's 800-280-6734.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. At least three people were killed in floodwaters in southern Pennsylvania over the weekend as much of the East Coast is beginning slammed with heavy rain.
The weather's been devastating for much of the Northeast, already hit with flooding. But now there's a tragic situation in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. At least three adults were killed when their cars were swept away in rushing water in the Washington Crossing area. And the search is on for several others missing. Authorities say that community got up to 7 inches of rain in less than an hour late Saturday. Heavy rain is also disrupting flights at airports in the greater New York area, and several bridges and rail lines remain closed in Vermont, damaged by rain and flooding there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A heat wave scorching much of Europe, as correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Meteorologists say even hotter weather is expected next week, when the mercury is forecast to top about 104 degrees Fahrenheit in several popular Mediterranean tourist destinations. 15 cities in Italy were under heat advisories on Saturday. Rome saw a high of 95°F, but is expected to get up to 107.6°F on Tuesday.
Meanwhile, the conditions have forced the closure of the Acropolis in Athens for a second straight day. Traffic on the key bridge connecting Crimea to Russia's mainland has been halted amid reports of explosions. The governor of Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, announced the closure early Monday but did not specify the reason. The 12-mile bridge that was opened in 2018 is the main land connection between Russia and the Crimean Peninsula. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An industry group says China's auto sales rose 8.8% over a year earlier in the first half of 2023 as electric vehicle purchases surged.
Despite the increase in auto sales, growth is fading as an economic rebound following the end of antivirus controls cools. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers says sales of SUVs, sedans, and minivans rose to 11.3 million from January to June. Sales of gasoline, electric hybrid, and pure electric vehicles rose 44% in the first 6 months of 2023 to 3.7 million.
Jeremy House reports the upturn was a relief for all global automakers that looked to China to propel sales growth and are pouring billions of dollars into developing electrics to meet government sales quotas. Federal officials decided to reconsider the 2021 environmental review that cleared the way for construction of a power plant in Nevada. SRN News. A once beautiful city having a tough time bouncing back.
After a three-year exile driven by the pandemic and very poor leadership, San Francisco's downtown waiting for the crowds to come back. Instead, it has become vacant, crime-ridden, and in sharp decay. Retailers are leaving, office workers staying away, hotels are closing. But a spokesman for the Chamber of Commerce says, hey, the city will be back. But many business leaders and merchants are blaming city officials that allowed San Francisco to fall into disarray, a city with high crime and right now very little hope. Jason Walker reporting.
A group has sued Texas Governor Abbott over the state's TikTok ban on official devices. The lawsuit, filed in a federal court by the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University in New York, argues it's unconstitutional. More at townhall.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, we begin this time with the second half of an episode of Father Knows Best. And later, a British literary adventure character comes to radio, as we hear from Bulldog Drummond. At the end of our last show, we were halfway through an episode known as The New Girlfriend. Robert Young is Jim Anderson, Gene Vanderpyle plays wife Margaret, and the kids are played by Ted Donaldson as Bud, Rhoda Williams as Betty, and Norma Jean Nielsen as Little Kathy. It's from September 28th, 1950.
These are parlous times in which we live, and days of great decision. Throughout the world, men of substance watch the headlines with an anxious eye, keeping one ear to the ground and the other glued to the radio, which is a neat trick if you can do it. Jim Anderson may not quite succeed, but in the living room of the white frame house on Maple Street, he's giving it quite a try, like this.
Margaret, why don't people leave things where they belong? Margaret!
What is it, Jim?
What happened to my large map of Korea?
I don't know, dear. Where did you put it?
It was right here on the table.
Well, if it was on the table, that's where it ought to be. No one's been in the living room. Jim, what on earth are you doing?
What's the matter?
All those maps on the floor, and Bud's friend is going to be here any moment.
Margaret, I'm waiting for a very important broadcast. It's coming from all over the world, even Moscow. I don't want to miss a word. This is the only radio in the house that's any good, and you know it.
All right, but I still don't see why you need 8 million maps scattered all over the floor.
There are 5 maps. And where's the one of Korea I had on the table?
Which table?
This table.
What is this?
That's the map.
Of course, you couldn't dream of lifting up a big, heavy magazine.
Well, the magazine had no business being there in the first place.
Dear, if I go into the kitchen, do you think you can find your way back to the radio?
If I get lost, I'll send up smoke signals. One if by land and two if by sea.
I'll make a note of it, dear.
Thinks it's so funny. How did I know it was under the magazine? People go around hiding your maps under magazines. Think all a man has to do is go around looking under magazines. Bud?
He's upstairs, Jim.
The doorbell rang.
Bud, the doorbell rang.
I'm combing my hair.
He's combing his hair, Jim.
What do you want me to do about it?
You might answer the door.
Well, if you're going to be logical, wait until a man has something really important to do. Maps all over the floor. All right, keep your shirt on. I'm coming. Dizzy little character probably hasn't got a brain in her head anyway. Hello there.
Is this the Anderson residence?
It certainly is. Come on in.
I'm Eloise March, and don't tell me you're Mr. Anderson.
How did you ever figure that out?
Oh, I'd have known you anywhere, Mr. Anderson. Really, I would. Lover Boy's told me so much about you.
Lover Boy has, hasn't he?
Oh, yes.
That was nice of him. Lover Boy. Bud, your friend is here. The thundering herd will be down in a minute. He's fixing his makeup.
I don't mind.
Well, let's go into the living room and sit down.
All right. My, you have a lovely home. It's so gauche.
I was hoping you'd notice that. We tried to make it one of the gauchest homes. Yeah. Margaret, Bud's friend is here. Please.
Just a minute, dear.
Mrs. Anderson will be right in. Then you can all go into the den and have a nice little chat.
My, all those great big maps. What are they?
Oh, just maps of the world. I use them for reference on the important news broadcasts.
You do? Why, how clever.
I just listen to the broadcasts. I don't deliver them.
How clever to use maps. And of the whole world. It's just like I told Bud. Men are so...
gauche?
Aren't they ever?
Margaret.
Oh, Budsy boy.
Hi, Eloise. Gee, you look nice.
Oh, but I don't either. Why, I threw on just any old thing.
You sure threw him in the right place, didn't you?
Yes, he's quite a picture.
Why, Mr. Anderson.
And speaking of pictures, why don't you show Miss Marsh the pictures in the den or someplace?
But you said when you took Mom over to your house...
Bud, let's not have any arguments about it. There's going to be a very important broadcast...
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Miss March, but I was busy in the kitchen.
Mom, this is Eloise.
I'd have known you anywhere, Mrs. Anderson. Bud has told me so much about you.
Oh, I'm sure he must have.
Father, was that the phone?
No, it wasn't the phone. It was the doorbell.
I'll be right down.
It wasn't for you. Margaret, why don't you take Bud and Eloise into the den and give them some milk and cookies or something?
Milk and cookies?
Holy cow, Dad.
Mr. Anderson, you're so droll.
Margaret.
Why don't we show Eloise the pictures we took this summer, Bud? I'm sure she'd like that.
But I thought when Dad took you over to his house...
Hi, what's all the excitement about?
Betty, why don't you go back upstairs?
What for?
We'll explain all about it later. Go ahead, dear.
Why can't I stay down here? I know. You must be Kathy.
That's Betty.
Oh, of course, Betty. I'd have known you anywhere. Bugs told me so much about you. I'm Eloise March.
No!
Margaret, why don't you all go into the den?
The nerve of her coming into this house after what she did to me!
What, who did to you?
Bud, why don't you take Eloise
into the... She came here to sneer at me. That's what she did.
Eloise?
I don't know what she's talking about. I swear I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. You know just what I'm talking about.
If you'd all just go into the den...
Now, see here, Betty. You have no right to talk to Eloise that way.
I'll talk to her any way I choose.
You will not.
I certainly will.
Betty, if you'll just go upstairs like a good girl...
Why don't you all go into the den?
Look at her. Paint an inch thick, and Billy Smith thinks she's so wonderful.
Billy Smith?
But, honey, you know I don't care about anybody but you.
You told the same thing to Billy Smith.
I never did.
But...
And Janie Liggett's sister said you told the same thing to Russell Spencer.
Eloise, you didn't.
She certainly did.
Betty?
And he was going steady with Marion Swift all the time, and you knew it.
I did not know it.
But...
Jim, it won't do any good.
It has to. They're going to start the broadcast any minute. Look, if you'll all just go into the den...
Eloise, how could you?
How could I what?
Say what you said when you said you never said what you said before.
Well, I never did say it before.
You certainly did.
Fuzzy, how can you stand there and let her talk like that?
You told me you never went out with older men.
I don't.
Billy Smith's 18, and you went out with him.
Well, only 3 or 4 times, and that doesn't mean anything, does it?
You've only been out with me twice.
Bud, you're standing on my map.
Just because I go out with a boy 3 or 4 times, what does that prove?
Betty!
You went out with Billy Smith, and you told me you didn't go out with Billy Smith.
Not since Tuesday.
Bud, you're walking all over Alaska.
Betty!
Just because he's older than I am and gets a bigger allowance.
He does?
So does everybody else. Why don't you go out with them?
Don't worry, she will.
Betty, telephone!
Why don't you all go into the telephone?
I'm going home! That's where I'm going.
Good!
And Bud Anderson, you're just the nastiest boy I've ever known in my whole life.
Bud, why don't you take Miss March to the door?
She just said I was nasty.
He doesn't have to take me to the door. Now or ever.
And that goes for me, too.
If you'll just go into the den.
I'm sorry I ever came into this house, that's why. And I'm sorry I said it was gauche, because it isn't.
Well.
Holy cow.
Betty, telephone! I heard you.
All right, Betty, answer the phone.
Brazen little snip. I guess I told her.
Gee whiz. And I spent my whole allowance on a box of candy for her.
If no one has an objection, now may I listen to the broadcast?
A whole $1.25 gone.
Bud, why don't you go into the kitchen and fix yourself a sandwich?
A sandwich? How can you eat with a broken heart?
Easier than with an upper plate. Stop acting like an idiot and behave yourself.
Women are just a curse of humanity.
Yes, dear, we're awful.
Oh, I didn't mean you, Mom.
Margaret, will you take that boy out and drown him? I've got to have quiet in here for the broadcast.
All right, Bud, let's go inside now.
Mother, it was Billy. It was Billy Smith. He explained all about Eloise Marsh.
Betty, please.
He's a psychology major, and he was just using her for research.
Oh, no.
That's fine, dear.
And he's coming over right away with Russell Spencer and Marion Swift.
No.
What?
I've had enough of this circus tonight. This is my house, too. I live here just as much as anybody, and I'm going to listen to this broadcast.
But, Father, I told them.
I don't care what you told them. I'm going to hear the broadcast, and that's final.
Betty, there's no reason why you and your friends can't go down to the playroom.
But we'll have to sneak around on our tiptoes.
Quiet, please.
At 9 o'clock. Due to this unforeseen difficulty, the news broadcast originally scheduled for this period will not be heard. In its place, we bring you that heartwarming tale of young love, the romance of Susan Blake.
Oh, no!
It's midnight in Springfield, and all is quiet in the white frame house on Maple Street. That is, all should be nice and quiet. But you know how it is with the Andersons. Noon or midnight, there's never a dull moment like this.
Jim. Mm. Jim.
What? What's the matter? What's...
Jim, wake up.
What for?
Listen, I just heard something downstairs.
Oh, go to sleep, Margaret. It's probably nothing but a burglar.
Jim, are you going downstairs, or do you want me to call Bud?
No, never mind. I'll go.
Be very careful, dear. Please.
Sure, I'll be careful.
If it is a burglar, just call the police.
That's a very good idea. Thank you very much. Wake a man out of a sound sleep and then expect him to go roaming around in the dark.
Oh, Jim.
One of these nights, I'm going to fall down the stairs and break my neck. Serve him right, too. Call the police. What did she think I was going to do, wrestle with him? All right. Oh.
Hiya, Dad. What's up?
I am. What are you doing down here?
I was hungry. You want a sandwich?
No, thank you. What happened to your broken heart?
Oh, I don't know. I was an awful boob, wasn't I?
No, not exactly. But you're getting there. Now, hurry up and get back to bed. Your mother's worried enough for one night.
Okay. Oh, say, Dad.
Yes?
Did you put a dollar on my dresser?
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Dad.
Now what?
Thanks for everything.
Go to bed.
You bet. Good night, Dad.
Good night, lover boy.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson, with Roy Barkey and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. So until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Ed James.
That was from September 28, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we transition over to an adventure series and a radio version of the British literary character Bulldog Drummond. It begins right after this break.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Now to tell you about tonight's adventure, here is Bulldog Drummond.
Come with me to one of the great highways which spread like ribbons across the broad expanse of the United States. It is late at night, and a driving storm beats down on the countryside. Coming up toward the crest of a steep hill, a huge express truck laden with goods slowly climbs. In the driver's cab, two men peer intently into the night.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, Red?
What time is it?
3:30. Say, you see that?
Yeah. Another truck behind us, signaling with their lights.
I wonder if it's anyone we know. I'll give them my signal. Two long flashes and one short one.
Here comes their reply. Long, two shorts, and a long.
It's funny. I never got that signal on the road before.
I guess it must be some new outfit.
Yeah. Boy, I'm sure glad we ain't alone on this road.
What do you mean?
The Richards mob.
You ain't worried about them, are you?
Well, they got away with 6 hijackings in the last 2 weeks. 2 of them were on this road.
Yeah, but they wouldn't pull another job so quickly. They're not so dumb. They know the cops are looking for them.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
Hey, that truck's coming close.
Only it ain't a truck, Red. I can see it clearly now. It's a car.
Yeah, here they come.
Okay, you in the cab. Pull over and stop.
Hey, Red. They got guns and rifles.
Yeah, 4 men in that car. Better do as they say, Bill.
Come on, stop or we'll let you have it.
I mean business, Bill.
Business or not, I ain't stopping you. Stop firing at us. You better duck.
Hey, the road's wet. Be careful of skidding.
I know what I'm doing.
I hope so.
Are you going to pull over? This is your last chance.
Bill, you better stop.
No, I can manage it.
Now you did it. We're skidding.
Hold tight. I'll bring her out of it. Just take it.
Bill, you're heading for the bank. Get her in the center of the road.
I can't. She's out of control. Watch it, Red. We're going to crash.
Red. Red, you okay?
Yeah. You were crazy to try a thing like that.
I wanted to get away from them.
Not a lot of good it did you. Here they come.
All right, get out of that cab, both of you.
Guess the jig's up, Bill.
Not yet, it ain't. There'll be other trucks along this road and cars, too. I'm going to stall them.
Come on out or we'll drag you out.
Come on, Red. You must be Richard.
Never mind who I am. Okay, boys, you two cover him. I'll take over the truck.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, you look like the kind that's going around looking for trouble.
Yeah, you got me right, buddy. He dropped his gun. Grab it, Red. Grab it. Why didn't you help me?
Dr. Wilson wanted in Ward 8. Calling Dr. Wilson.
Captain Drummond?
Denny?
Well, I got your message, Captain Drummond, and here I am. But would you mind telling me what this is all about?
Well, Denny, I've asked you to meet me at this hospital because we've got one of the most important commissions we've ever been assigned to since we landed in the United States.
Oh, I say, what's up?
It seems there's a gang of hijackers stealing truckloads of goods consigned for shipment to England.
Hijackers?
Yes, Denny, it's an American word for a sort of road pirate.
Oh, I understand. Well, when did you receive this commission?
Well, we must work as quickly as possible. You know how badly they need those American goods back home.
Oh, yes, of course. Just how do these modern descendants of Captain Kidd operate?
Instead of ships, they use automobiles, Denny. Instead of cutlasses, they use sawed-off shotguns and submachine guns. Otherwise, the methods are exactly the same. Terrorize or even kill the drivers and make off with their trucks. They're a particularly nasty lot, Denny.
As I can well imagine, Captain.
One of their victims, a man named Cassidy, is in that room. He was courageous enough to resist them. They beat him, shot him. If the doctor will permit it, we'll have a chat with him. Ah, there's Dr. Wilson now.
You may come in, Captain Drummond.
Come, Denny.
Fred.
I don't think you'll be able to have much of a talk with him, Captain Drummond. Fred. He's been delirious for the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And talks coherently for only short periods.
I understand, Doctor.
Fred, why don't you help me? Grab his gun, Red. Help me, Red.
Cassidy.
Red. Red.
Cassidy.
Who are you?
I'm Captain Hugh Drummond. I'm investigating the hijacking.
Oh, yeah, the fight. Did they get the truck? Did they get my load? Huh?
Yes, Cassidy, yes. Now, look, do you feel well enough to answer some questions?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good. Now, can you tell me exactly what happened when you were held up 3 days ago?
Yeah, well, Red and me crashed into the embankment. Then they came up in their car.
How many men did they have in the car?
4, I think.
Did you recognize any of the men who attacked you?
No. I guess I was kind of crazy of me to wail into them like I did, but it was dark, and I figured they wouldn't be able to shoot straight anyway. I thought I could stall them till another car came along the road, but I guess it didn't work. You know, Red didn't help me much.
Oh?
In fact, he just stood there. Say, Captain Drummond.
Yes?
Now I come to think of it, the way them lights were signaled.
Yes?
Along in 2 shorts and then along. And then the way Red... Oh, my head.
Yes, Cassidy, go on with what you were saying.
Them light signals. Red.
Yes, Cassidy. What about Red?
Red, why don't you help me? Grab his gun, Red. Give me a hand here, will you? They're coming at me. Don't let them, Red. Oh,
Dr. Wilson. Dr. Wilson.
I'm afraid this will be all for the present, Captain Drummond.
Yes, I understand, Doctor.
Why don't you...
Denny.
Coming, yes.
Help me,
Red. I say, Captain Drummond, who's this Red person he's talking about?
Well, Red Nelson, the driver who was with him when the truck was held up. Strangely enough, he wasn't injured in the fight at all.
Oh, that's curious. Well, have you questioned this Nelson person yet?
Yes, yeah, I had a little talk with him before coming here. He's scheduled to take a cargo of goods worth $30,000 to New York tonight. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to be on that truck with him, Denny.
Hey, Michaels. Come on, I'm ready to leave. Hey, Michaels, what's keeping you? Well, it's about... Oh, Captain Drummond.
Yes.
Hello, Nelson. What are you doing here?
I've decided to take Michael's place.
Why?
You're carrying a valuable cargo, you know. You haven't any objection to my coming along, have you?
Well, it's hard work. I need someone to relieve me.
Oh, that's all right. I can drive.
can you?
Well, I've handled trucks like this before. Well, what do you say? Ready to leave?
Okay, Drummond.
Well, Nelson, when do you want me to take over?
I'll tell you when, Drummond.
Oh, you've been at the wheel for 5 hours now. I think you're rather tired.
No, I ain't tired.
Say, what's that?
What?
Those lights in your mirror.
Signals.
Signal from whom?
Another truck in back of us. I can see it in the mirror.
I can see a pair of lights. Well, it looks more like a car from here.
Oh, cars don't signal like that. It's another truck.
Look, they're flashing their lights again.
Yeah.
Well, what does that signal mean?
He's asking if everything's okay.
Right. Are you going to reply?
Yeah. I'm going to tell him everything's fine. Like this.
Two long flashes and a short one. Interesting. I suppose they'll respond.
Sure. Here it comes.
Long one, two short ones. What does that mean?
It means this.
What, a pistol?
Yeah, get him up, Drummond. Come on, get him up.
All right, Nelson. What are you going to do?
You're not going to leave this cab alive, Drummond.
I'm afraid you won't either.
What do you mean?
Look, your truck's going off the road.
Hey, let go of my hand.
Drop
the
gun. Drop that gun. Come on.
You ain't going to...
Stop it, I tell you.
No. Come on, get away with it, you...
Fight to the finish in a truck running wild down the highway. Can Drummond save the precious cargo? What is the secret of the blinking highlights? In just a few moments, we'll know the answer to this secret.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Bulldog Drummond right after this short break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8 CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits Summer Sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
Hey,
ah, that's the way I like
murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. In Marietta, Ohio last weekend, motorcycle riders and veterans enjoyed one of the biggest rides of the summer. Over 160 riders participated in the 5th annual Mid-Ohio Valley Freedom Ride. Organized by the Washington County Veterans Service Commission, the ride benefits area veterans organizations each year. This year's organization is the Washington County Veterans Mobility Project. Project Commander Ron Hudson said the project aims to give veterans and their families the quality of life they had before. He says basically to help people that fall through the cracks. Maybe the VA says they need something they may not qualify for if they don't have the funds to go out and purchase something. So we're here to bring them that quality of life. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now the second act of Bulldog Drummond and the Hijackers.
We left Drummond struggling with Red Nelson in the cab of the huge trailer truck, which is swinging crazily down the highway as the two men grapple. Drummond is relentlessly twisting Nelson's gun hand.
Drop that gun. You ain't gonna get away from it.
Now to stop this truck. There we are. All right, Nelson, snap out of it. Come on. Get your pistol now, so you better not try anything.
What are you going to do with me?
You better talk fast, Nelson. If you're smart and tell me what I want to know, it'll take years off your sentence.
What do you want to know?
Those light signals we saw, they came from Richard's car, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did he plan to hijack this truck?
Yeah.
What was the signal you gave him? Was it the signal to stay away?
You ain't got a thing on me, Captain Drummond. You ain't going to get any information out of me.
I don't understand it, Captain Drummond.
What, Denny?
Why that Nelson person is so foolish as to withhold the information?
Oh, it's quite simple. He thinks Richards will help him. As soon as we got back here, he saw a lawyer, and we haven't been able to get a word out of him since.
It's rather discouraging, isn't it, Captain Drummond?
Yes, rather. I thought Nelson's capture would give us an important lead, but it's just another blind alley. We're back just where we started from, and it is...
Well, what are you laughing at, Captain Drummond?
Denny, have you seen the seat of your trousers?
The seat of my trousers?
You must have sat in some paint.
Oh, dear me, so I have. Looks quite ghastly, doesn't it?
Well, that rich yellow doesn't exactly harmonize with your blue suit.
Oh, so I must rush home and change.
No, don't.
But Captain Drummond, it's most embarrassing.
Embarrassing? Why, Denny, those trousers have just given me a plan that will lead to the capture of the Richards mob.
Have they? I don't see how a pair of trousers can capture a gang of hijackers.
You will, Denny, you will.
Well, do you mind telling me what your plan is, Captain Drummond?
Of course not. In every one of these hijackings, the truck was taken from the drivers on the highway.
Yes, that seems to be the general method.
Yes. 2 days later, the truck would be found empty, miles away from the spot where it was held up. The hijackers had unloaded the goods, and unless I'm greatly mistaken, stored them somewhere.
Well, can you be sure of that?
Well, not absolutely sure. You see, the police in New York and Chicago have received very little of the stolen property. These hijackers are clever. They know that it's rather easy for the police to trace large quantities of stolen property.
Oh, yes, I see.
And so they're selling only small amounts of it. In that way, they protect themselves.
Very clever.
Yes, but here's the rub. They must have some place where they can unload and store the stuff. And that's the place we're going to find.
But how?
With a clever paint trail, which we'll find in the crime laboratory here at police headquarters. Come on, Denny. We have a lot of work to do. Here, Denny. Try this new mixture.
Very well, Captain Drummond. Paint. Upon my word, Captain Drummond, I'm fairly sick of the smell of the stuff.
Now, Denny. We're getting close to the mixture we need. Don't lose patience now.
Captain Drummond.
Yes?
Do you realize that we've spent the entire night in this laboratory?
Have we? Oh, wait, Denny. Come here.
What is it?
Look, this mixture. 104. When did you set it out to dry?
Oh, I look at the chart. 104. Here it is. It was set out at 5:10 a.m.
5:10. And what was its original color?
Dark blue.
Well, look, Denny, it's turned a cream color.
Yes.
I think this is the mixture we need. What time is it now?
5:40.
Are you sure it didn't change color before this?
Oh, I'm positive. Here's the chart, Captain Drummond. Mixture 104... dark blue paint, set to dry at 5:10 a.m. 5:15 a.m., same color. 5:30, still blue. 5:35, starting to turn to cream color.
This is what we need to really track down the stolen trucks. Turn on the lights, Denny. I want to make one more test.
Righto.
Where's that spotlight? Ah, here it is. Now, Denny, you watch while I turn on the spotlight. There we are. See, Denny? We can see that mixture 104 without any trouble. That cream shade looks white under the spotlight.
Yes.
All right, Denny. Today is the 21st. I'm going to call the Trans-State Transport Company and tell them to spread the word that a valuable truckload of goods will be sent to New York on the night of the 23rd. And, Denny, I think that date will mark the end of the Richards outfit.
Stay tuned. We'll have the exciting conclusion of this Bulldog Drummond tale right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
There is no trade-offs with the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED laptop, model number UX5304, which fuses power and incredible battery life, extreme portability, and durability. At just 1 centimeter thin and weighing just 1 kilogram, this extremely thin and light device is only outdone by its fast performance, featuring an up to 10-core 13th-gen Intel processor, stunning OLED display for outstanding color and contrast, and long battery life at up to 14 hours of streaming. What's more, this is the most eco-friendly ZenBook Asus has ever produced, with the basalt gray model made with plasma ceramic aluminum and halogen-free electronics. It's easy to see the Asus ZenBook S13 OLED is a no-compromise laptop for work, school, or play. Asus.com has more. That's ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
And now, welcome back to George Caloris, starring in Bulldog Drummond on When Radio Was.
Hey, look, Terry, I think that's the Trans-State truck coming up the hill now.
Yeah.
You better get set. I want you to swing out into the road as soon as it passes it.
Okay.
You fellas ready back there?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, we're in luck. I can't see another pair of lights on this road, and we can see for miles from the top of this hill.
Yeah. Say, boss.
Yeah?
Are you sure this load is worth the risk?
Sure. Hey, listen, I got a gilt-edged tip that the load coming through tonight is worth close to $100,000.
Yeah, but what I'm worried about is that it might be a trap.
Hey, what's eating you? Getting cold feet?
No, but you know what happened to Red Nelson. Without him slipping us the dope from the inside, we might be taking a big chance.
Hey, listen, I checked this road for 20 miles in both directions. There ain't a trace of a cop around here. Stop your worrying, Jerry. This looks like it'll be the easiest load we ever grabbed.
I hope you're right.
Here it comes, Jerry. Yep, this is our baby. It's the Trans-State, all right. All right, Jerry, turn on the lights and get started. Jerry, pull over close to the cab.
Right.
You fellas in the back, get ready those Tommy guns. Okay, Jerry, blast your horn.
Right.
Hey, you're in the truck. Pull over. Stop or we'll let you have it. Come on, pull over.
Yeah, that did it, Richards. They're stopping.
Pull up in front of them.
All right.
Come on, man.
Right behind you.
Hey, you two, get out of that cab. That's right. Now make it quick. Come on. Keep your hands up.
Okay. We're getting out. Come on, Danny. All right.
Now, we won't shoot you if you don't give us any trouble. Jerry, you get in the truck.
All right.
I'll follow you in the stick-up car.
Okay.
Well, there they go, Danny.
Yes, it worked like a charm, Captain Drummond.
I don't think they were in the least suspicious.
I hope not.
And the way you said okay, sir, it sounded so authentically American.
Denny, look at the road here.
Our paint mixture, 104.
Yes. It's dark blue. And the trailing gangster car with Richard in it will never spot it. But in 30 minutes, it'll turn cream-colored. And we'll be able to follow that truck to wherever they're taking it.
I wonder what they'd do if they knew they were leaving a trail behind them leading straight to their hideout.
Well, Denny, in half an hour, Sergeant Johnson of the State Police will be along, and we'll be able to follow that trail. Sergeant Johnson, I think we're reaching the end of the trail. Better slow down.
All right, sir.
Look, Denny. The line of paint goes right up to the entrance of that warehouse.
Yes.
Stop here, Sergeant, please. Now, look, Sergeant, you'd better turn out the lights on this car and radio headquarters the location of this warehouse and tell them to send some men at once.
All right, Captain Drummond.
Come on, Denny. What are you going to do, Captain Drummond? Have a look at that warehouse. It seems to be dark and deserted. They probably have blinds over the windows. Look, Denny, you can see how the white line made by our paint mixture goes right through that garage entrance.
Yes, it does.
Look, there's a door over there. Quiet now as we approach.
Righto.
It's open, Denny. Better get your pistol ready. There may be trouble.
Right. Well, come along, come along. Look, sir.
Huh?
There's a light up there near the back.
Yes, yes. Look, there's the truck we were in tonight.
Yes, but where are the men? There doesn't seem to be a soul about.
Yes, yes. That's curious. Denny, the door. Somebody close the door. Come on back, quick.
It's locked. It's locked. I'm afraid, Captain Drummond, we've walked into a trap.
Yes, they must have seen us come in and slipped out to another entrance.
Whoa, Captain Drummond, if we didn't succeed in getting the pirates, at least we succeeded in getting their booty.
Yeah.
Look at this place. Why, there are hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stolen goods here. Yeah. And
Denny.
Yes?
Do you smell smoke?
Smoke? Yes, Captain Drummond.
Well, look, look there in the back.
A fire.
Yes, Denny, those bounders are far cleverer than I gave them credit for. They knew that the game was up, and they set this place on fire to destroy the evidence before they fled.
Captain Drummond, what was that?
Oh, Denny, look over there. Crate upon crate of chemicals. This place will be a roaring furnace in 5 minutes. We've got to get out of here. Try the door over there, Denny.
Right, sir. I say this door's locked. Try the window, Captain Drummond.
Denny, these windows are barred, too. We can't get out through them.
There goes another crate of chemicals. Captain Drummond, this fire is spreading as fast as lightning. All these doors seem to be locked. What are we going to do?
Now back to Bulldog Drummond. We left Drummond and Denny trapped in the blazing warehouse, surrounded by exploding chemical crates, choking from the dense fumes, and facing an almost certain death. Licking tongues of flame bar all exits. Desperately, Denny cries.
There goes another crate of chemicals. Captain Drummond, this fire is spreading as fast as lightning. The doors are locked. The windows barred. What are we going to do?
Denny, Denny, look, there's a truck. Into the cab, hurry.
Righto.
Oh, we're in luck, Denny. Look, they left the keys in.
What are you going to do, Captain Drummond?
Use the truck as a battering ram and smash through those garage doors.
Hold on, Denny. There we go.
Denny, Denny, are you all right?
Right, Captain Drummond, right.
Come on, come on, let's get out of here.
Captain Drummond, are you all right?
Yes, Sergeant Johnson, yes.
I saw them speed by in two automobiles a few minutes after you and Denny went into the warehouse.
Oh, did you radio in a description of their cars?
Yes, I also radioed in a report about the fire. The fire engines are coming up now.
Good, good, good work. I want to get to that radio and tell headquarters to block all roads in a radius of 50 miles of this place. Come on, Denny.
Calling all cars. Blockade all roads in 50-mile radius of Old Simmons Warehouse. Richard's mob believed in vicinity. Calling all cars.
Calling car 29. Barricade road south of Hollis Head. Calling car 38. Barricade road south of Robbins Turnpike.
State Police Headquarters. Special orders to Police Chief of Martinsville. Barricade all roads west of your town. Richard's mob believed in vicinity. Description of car near...
Sergeant, are you sure that this is the road they took?
Yes, Captain Drummond.
They're quite a start on us, Captain Drummond.
Yes, I know, I know.
Calling all cars. Richards and his mob spotted at Glenville. police fired at their cars and knocked out one of their headlights. They turned around, went south on Route 14.
Route 14? That's the road we're on now.
Sergeant Johnson, how far is it to Glenville?
Only 3 or 4 miles from here, Captain Drummond.
Then we may meet them coming toward us, unless they've taken a side road.
I say, Captain Drummond, look up there. 2 cars just came over the crest of that hill. One of them has a headlight out.
Yes, but we can't be sure it's Richards.
I say, they seem to be signaling to each other with their headlights. Look, a long flash, 2 short ones, and another long one.
Ah, that's Richards, all right. It's that all clear signal. Johnson, swing your car around and block the road.
Okay, Captain Drummond.
Hurry, we won't be able to make it if you don't. Come on, Denny. Johnson, under this car, quickly now. Come over here to the side of the road. Here they come. Yes, they'll have to stop now. Get your pistols ready, men. We'll close in when they stop. We'll be able to hold them until help arrives.
Captain Drummond, I don't think they're going to stop. They're trying to take down the sign. Let's make it. Captain Drummond.
Yes, Denny.
I say, did you see this account of the capture of the Richards gang and the blade?
No, Denny.
Well, there's a very good photograph of you in it.
Hmm?
Yeah. The one they have of me is simply horrid.
Oh, well. Hmm. Denny, I think you'd better say goodbye, or rather, au revoir to our American friends.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, we're leaving on the Clipper for England. I received a cable only an hour ago. I'm afraid we won't be able to come back here until the fall.
Oh, dear me. It will be difficult to say farewell. I've made so many good friends here.
And so have I. But there's a great deal of work to be done in England, and we are needed.
Again, the music fades. Again, your local announcer presents a half-minute sales message. We suggest you have your selling copy at this point. Feature specials, traffic items, price merchandise, or special promotions. Strong do-it-today copy with plenty of sell. In the case of a sponsor distributing through dealers, we suggest here a mention of dealer names and addresses. And so into the night walks Bulldog Drummond, seeking new adventure and excitement. Until then, we bid good night to Bulldog Drummond and beg to remind you, this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That unique audition episode of Bulldog Drummond was from September 28, 1941. It's a nice little look behind the curtain there, as you saw how the producers were pitching for a sponsor. It would be picked up by Mutual, and it was broadcast for the next 8 years. George Koloris was Drummond, with Everett Sloan playing sidekick Denny. Well, I mentioned earlier, Ronald Colman played Bulldog Drummond in a 1929 film. My question, though, is about a movie from 2+ decades later. In 1951's Calling Bulldog Drummond, the character was played by a Canadian-American actor and a 2-time Oscar nominee. A further hint, those Academy Award nominations were for leading actor roles opposite Greer Garson in Mrs. Miniver and Madame Curie. I'll share his bird-related name and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now to receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER33. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to use coupon code SUMMER33 for shipping savings.
What I didn't know then, of course, was this dumb little job was going to turn into a big case. A big, bad case.
One thing we do know is you will never miss a Win Radio Was episode again and can stream the most recent shows for free with our Radio Spirits app. Just go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse, because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
No traps here, just free streams at RadioSpiritsApp.com. Plus, sign up for a premium plan to download your favorite classic radio shows, such as Nero Wolfe, Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Richard Diamond, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want.
And Watson, have your gun in hand and be prepared for anything.
Be prepared to download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com today.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime Fix. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law for since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1951 film Calling Bulldog Drummond. The title character was played by a two-time Oscar nominee. It was Canadian-American actor Walter Pigeon. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, WinRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.